Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there? It's a mighty fine day here in Texas. Hope everybody's doing lovely out there. Hope you have a nice show. Talk about.
Good evening. Comfy Car can help you.
Sharon, you got Ernie on already, so we're going to get going with Ernie. With the tech tips, then we're going to talk about some upcoming events and past weekend events. Ernie, how you doing? Look like she went behind the scene on Ernie, so we're gone. She clicked back in. She clicked Ernie in a second. She don't know she already had him on. I had the phone ringing live, so I'm working from a dead screen right now, so I'm trying to get my computer up, so y'all bear with me so I know what's going on. Hey, Sheriff, you back on with Ernie on? I heard you while ago. Ernie, you out there?
Hey, Tracy, what's going on tonight?
Not a whole lot, Ernie. Just trying to make another day. Good show tonight. What you got for us?
You know, it's starting to get cool out here and up north. I mean, up around New York, they're talking about 8 inches of snow tonight. And
is that right?
With that happening, you know, got to remember, the season is changing. So your tune-up is going to change, but you got to pay attention to what's going on. Just because it's cold outside doesn't mean that the air is good. You can have 40-degree air, but if you have 100% humidity, you have so much moisture in it that you actually are going to figure a higher corrected altitude. So you need to pay attention to the weather conditions. If you've got a weather station which shows your humidity, the barometer, and the temperature, you can figure your corrected altitude and tell you if the air is getting better or worse. You know, if you go out there and sun goes down evening about 9 o'clock and you get ready to go up there and you have to wipe the water off your windshield or wipe your car down before you go out, I mean, that's telling you right there that the humidity is 100%. Now, if you've done the right numbers and the air is good because it's cool, you got to remember that that is going to change your tune-up. The air is better, so now you've got to add fuel to the motor to make up for that extra air that you have. And a quick, easy way to do it, if you're at the track, drop your bottle pressure between 25 to 50 pounds. That's going to make the motor richen up. Then the nitrous is going to correct for the motor, and the air is going to, the corrected altitude is then going to put that cold air into the motor, and you're going to make the same, if not better, horsepower. But like I say, if that humidity comes down and you get dew on your car, you might want to bump that bottle pressure up 25 pounds and get some more air in that motor so it can breathe and get rid of some of that oxygen. And with the weather coming around, here again, we don't want to talk about it, but you're going to have to end up putting the car up sooner or later, and you want to make sure that you winterize the car. Get your battery tender to charge the battery up. Get you some antifreeze, put it in the radiator. Circulate the pump so that that antifreeze goes completely through the motor. You don't want to take a chance that, when you get a hard freeze one night and all of a sudden you go out there and go, damn, I didn't do anything, and you end up cracking a block. You know, jack your car up. Don't let your slicks or your front runners, set on the concrete over the winter. Those things will get as hard as a rock and get just an absolute flat spot on them that you cannot run. You know, and winter's coming up here again. Make your list of things you need to do to your car. You got the winter time to go through it, touch it, check your safety equipment, go underneath the car, do an inspection of everything. You know, nuts, bolts. Check, rattle everything. Wipe off the joints. Make sure there's nothing's cracked. You know, put the winter time to use. You know, everything's going to be slow between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, if you want to get your stuff upgraded, now's the time to start looking at it and starting, you know, figure out what combinations you're going to use for next year. It was simple things. I found out something this afternoon. You know, I've been pushing bottle safety and everything else. And what did we have this weekend? They had a bottle explode inside of a trailer in a race this weekend. Tore the trailer completely apart. You know, y'all probably get tired of me harping on bottle safety. These things are pressurized hand grenades. You know, they got 1,000 PSI in them. People going out there with torches, and you're putting these torches on these things. They're getting overheated. And, you know, I keep talking about the bottle structure of as aluminum fatigues. And when you overheat a bottle, it's like a piece of crystal. You get a little fracture in it. It may not go today, but I'll promise you, as it gets a little more pressure on it, you get another crack, and then all of a sudden it turns loose, and it destroyed the trailer. So, I mean, pay attention to your bottles. This is another thing. If your bottles are old, if they've been abused, it's time to start looking at, you know, we've had people that wanted to upgrade their bottle valves and put in new bottle valves. You know, you can sell the bottles you've got, recoup some money, and then order brand new bottles for less money than you'd end up putting valves in your bottles for. So look at upgrading your equipment. And, you know, if anything, you got a bottle that's damaged, it's got burn marks on it, it's been drugged. I've seen some that look like they got thrown out the back of a pickup truck. You know, be careful with this stuff. Upgrade and get ready for next year. Tracy, that's what I've got for tonight. If you got some questions, we'll jump into that and see what we can do.
Okay, Ernie, appreciate it. Hey, Sharon, I got a blank screen right now. I'm still working on the computer. We got any hands up, Ernie?
No, you don't have any hands up, Ernie, right now.
Yeah, I think the computer's playing games with you tonight.
It's been playing a game with me for about the last hour and a half. I've been struggling with this thing, trying to get this thing up, so it happens sometimes. But I do the best.
Where's Willie Dog when you need him?
Yeah. Okay, all right, Ernie, we appreciate it. If ain't got no hands up, you know, he'll call you.
Okay. Well, you know, if we can help you with anything, if you just want an ear to listen to your combination, if you got problems, you know, somebody to bounce it off of, give us a call. That's what I'm there for, is to give you tech. It doesn't matter if it's our equipment. You know, I want to get you out there. I want you to get you going, and I want you safe. Give us a call at CompuCar Nitro Systems at 1-800-648-7687. And for everybody that, Ray Charles, that's 1-800-NITROUS, NITROUS. Y'all have a good evening, Tracy, and give me a call if I can help you.
Okay, we appreciate that.
Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Okay, well, I know we had a lot of racing going on this weekend around the country, and I guess we'll talk about some races this past weekend and some races that went on, and then talk about some upcoming events. So I guess I'll start out. You know, we had a race down here at Little River down here. Had a good little turnout, man. You know, people seem like they came out and had fun. That's what it's all about, coming out having fun. Spectators seem like they're enjoying themselves. It was the first time that they had a Grudge Fest down here at Little River, man. It's something different for the people. And tell you what, kind of, you know, it's a different breed when the track owner come to you and he say he don't know none of the faces. You see a few of his records, but everybody else is a whole lot of people, a whole lot of cars. he had never seen before. So that's what it's about, man, bringing some different places. And he enjoyed that, man. I want to appreciate the people that made it possible, you know. I always want to give a hand out and appreciate those that make things possible, man. Big accolades goes out to everybody who came and participated. Got a little cold late on tonight, so I just want to say thank you to all the races and all the fans that came out and participated at the show at Little River, little small track down here. We had a good time, man, and I just want to say on behalf of Atomic Dog Team, big thank you to everybody. So, with that said, you know, we're going to speak about the winners, ones who won. Got to give your hats off to Kenny Duke. Kenny Duke came down in the truck and done his thing, you know. He done his thing in the truck. Also, has goes off the wheel. Wheel was on 28th, and he came down and won the 28th class and done his thing. So, you know, hats goes off to those guys. Let me say something about it. Neil, you got free money going out there. You putting up with these shootouts. You know, you got a lot of cars out, and some of the cars don't want to get in. But, man, anytime you got free money, it ain't costing you nothing. It's all about fun. Also, you could be racing and having fun and being competitive and taking a chance on winning. You at the track. You're going to race it anyway, so, hey, you got a shootout you can get in. There was a lot of 28-inch tires there. You know, some guys didn't want to get in. I don't know if they were afraid of the competition or what. But, man, you're taking a stab at free money. At the same time, you can be testing and tuning your car. So, you know, step up to the plate and start, you know, taking advantage of some of the things that's happening right there in front of you. But, hey, man, I have to go off to those guys. They came, they done their thing, you know, in those two classes. Then you got to take your hats off and say congratulations to the people who participated in the index class. You know, you had Larry Dean out of Elgin, Texas. He took the money home in the 580 class. You also had Paul Campis in the 660 class. He took the money home in that class. Then we had a Jackpot 70 class, and the winner of that class went out to Steve Ross. You know, you want to take your hats off those guys, man, that came in, participated, and, hey, did their thing in the index class. So all in all, man, we want to say thank you to all those people. And as you know, every time Atomic Dog put on a show, he got to have somebody that's going to run, leave home with the Grudge Racer of the Night trophy. And we have a lot of people that do the Grudge Racing. But when you got people step up and make action and do it, hey, the Grudge Racer of the Night trophy. I walked off and got the kid to the guy, but I'm definitely going to get it in the mail. And I believe his name is Ricky Devers. Ricky Devers will walk away with the Atomic Dog Shootout at the River Grudge Race of the Night trophy. So, hey, man, ask to go off to you, Ricky, for coming down. You and your dad, Jackie Devers. Hey, y'all came down. Y'all brought action. Y'all brought cars. Want to appreciate that, man. Same thing. Go to Tony Thorne and his cow, House of Fast Cars. Hey, man, it was the thing about Dallas. We had Houston Cars in the house, Iron Man them and Bushnell them. They came and tried to do their thing. Sometimes it just don't happen, but, hey, man, you got to take your hats off the Dallas crew. They came and took all the money. One thing I say, you know, we gave away index trophies and then the Grudge things, and three Grudge trophies headed back to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So, hey, what can you say? Dallas came down and took all the trophies back, so, hey, we're going to live to do it again another day, trying to make things bigger and better down here in this small track called Little River. The fans enjoyed it. I've been getting texts and been receiving messages on Facebook. Man, the people, you know, they hadn't seen it. They know what it's like. A lot of, like I said, a lot of folks, they can't travel to a lot of places, so when you do something in a local area, you give the fans and your local area opportunity to come out and see what it's like at some of these events. And like I said, I'm going to continue to say, man, we do this because we love it, but it wouldn't be possible without the fans' participation and support at these events. So, hey, once again, man, that's all I've got, and I just want to give a great big thank you to everybody that participated, and I want to especially thank Kirk for allowing me to come down there, me and my group, you know, to put on this show. So, hey, man, my hat goes off to everybody. I definitely appreciate it, and we'll continue working on it and trying to do it again, even bigger and better. Okay, for me, Sharon, you know, that's what I got at this current time right now, so what we'll do.
Tracy, yeah. Can I add one thing? Can I add one thing real quick, though? I think it's really, really a good thing to mention, and it may be a little bit of inspiration to some of the younger guys that are out there that want to get started. The person that won Grudge Racer of the night is only 18 years old.
Oh yeah, that's a big achievement for 18-year-old. But a lot of times you go to these races, you got a lot of guys that's been around, got a lot of years of experience, and they come out here and they try to dominate the field. But when you got an 18-year-old kid step up and come out there, man, hey, and go home, all I can say, man, proud of you, young man. You keep on doing it. You're in a great camp with your dad, so I know you're going to be a racer for a long time. Probably end up being better than your dad, but that's what it's all about. Your dad teach you everything he knows. You become be better than him. Hey, when he sit down and sit back and look back, he'll see you, but one day you might have some you got to teach. You always got to pass this game on. I tell people a lot of times, I've been doing this for an awful long time around here, man, and I'm from Austin, Texas. I'm always looking for the next person around my hometown to come up and step up and create their own identity. I'm always looking for that young fella. He hadn't came and found himself yet from my area, but I'm always looking for the young fella to come up, because like when I started years and years ago, there was a Junior Marsh out there that I idolized and I looked up to, and hey, we changed up and did some things, man, and he passed the torch on to me. Well, now I'm getting up there in age, and I'm looking to pass the torch on from what I've been doing around here in this area for a long time. I'm looking for that young fella just like Jackie Deaver's son at 18 years old. He's probably going to be in the race business for a long time. So, man, my hat's go off to these youngsters. If you're out there, if you believe in something, go for it. Don't let nobody deny you. Nobody tell you you can't do it. You can do what you want to do if you try hard enough. Just stay with it. I encourage all young people that like grudge racing, like drag racing, any form of racing, man, if it's something you believe in, you go for it. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do it. So with that said, Sharon, we'll go to the lines if somebody else got an event they got coming up or a race happening this weekend. We had a big race. Now, let me quit before I shut up. We had a big race this weekend that went down in the big city of Houston, Texas. Now, that's a race that's been anticipated for a while. It was a big race. Everybody knows, if you're reading, there's been a lot of stuff on the internet going down between the Birdman camp and the Tree Man camp. Tree Man called me one night and said he wants to be where he feel he deserved to be, and that's the number one spot. So he's going to challenge Tree Man. I mean, he's going to challenge Birdman for the number one spot down at HMP. Well, they went to the battlefield to do their thing, but Tree Man got to come back another day because the Birdman prevailed on that night. So the Birdman retained his spot, and I'm quite sure Tree Man will probably come on, or Birdman opinion, one of them come on and probably tell. I heard it was a good race, you know. Thing about it, Tree Man stepped up and made a challenge. Birdman, I guess he's back, getting his swagger back, and took on another victory. So just want the Grudge world to know, for the ones who didn't know, that race went down in Houston, Texas. Okay, Sharon, so let's go to the lines and see who have a race that I want to talk about that I missed or upcoming events. And let me say this before we go. Grudge Inc. had this annual shootout, Cold Killer, and Grudge Inc. had the annual shootout out there in Macon. And I heard they had a wonderful time, a big event, a lot of action went on in the 29 class and the Grudge race. So, hey, they doing their thing out there. So people get ready. 29s and 28s is a big thing when you travel outside the state of Texas. So if you got 29s and 28s, Boy, you get all the action you want. Just make sure you're ready for it. Just want to give you a shout-out to Cole Killing the Grudging Gang. Heard it was a great show, man. I'm glad everybody was safe and had a good time. I don't definitely have all the detail and all the winners, but just want to mention you can find it on GrudgeInc.us, GrudgeInc.us. You can go and see highlights and action in that race. So I just wanted to mention that so we'll be kept up with what's going on around the world in grudging. Okay, Sharon, let's go and see who got something they want to say about the upcoming event.
Okay, Tracy. Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Yeah, how's everybody doing? Can you hear some static in my phone?
No, Alley Cat. Actually, we hear you loud and clear for the first time, Alley Cat.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I'm still at work. I just want to let everybody know HMP, the hottest track in Texas, is going down November 23rd. You already got some locked-in races. We got yours truly, Tree Man, is locked in with Bobby Galletti, that they're going to take it on and do it on. And I got two locked-in races of my own. I just locked in with somebody else Sunday night, and the Steel Fields, Blind Eye Killer, it's going to give Alley Cat the move, but the Steel Fields, I got to drive. So I got to figure out how to drive this damn car in 30 days now. But I will be there, and I'm going to show up. We got Jake out of Dallas is coming down to run Outlaw. We got about 5 or 6 locked in races already, and it's getting bigger as the week goes on. And we're giving away a three Thanksgiving dinner also. So if y'all know a family that's looking for some help, Alley Cat Team, Alley Cat is giving back to the community. I did it last year, and this is something that we're going to do every year from here on out. But everybody stay tuned to the Facebook page. Go to my website, and I got another surprise. We ain't done yet. We also looking for I need to get a hold of Ken, and I need to get a hold of Nightmare. We need to get something on. So if anybody got a number on Nightmare, get him on the phone and get Ken on the phone. And if anybody else looking for a race that got a back half car, don't be shy. Just go on and say something. And I promise you, you'll get dealt with. All right, y'all have a nice night, and we'll see you at the race.
Okay, Chad. Okay, Sharon. Hey, go to the next person and bang it on. I got a blank screen, so I'm not really seeing nothing. I can't tell who's on. I'm still working with this thing, so let me know who got a hand up and who's next.
Mississippi Joe, your mic is open. Mississippi Joe, your mic is open.
Tracy, Sharon, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
I'd like to thank you, Tracy, for giving me this platform to promote my show. I really appreciate it. You don't have to do it. Thank you and Sharon for all what you all do and all you all have done. And also I'd like to give a shout out while I'm on here to Jackie Devers and his son for doing such an outstanding job at your show, Tracy. Just want to give props to them. And just want to let everybody know I'm reaching out to everyone in the whole state of Texas. I'm reaching out for your support for my show November the 2nd, No Problem Raceway, Belrose, Louisiana. A lot of people know it as Johnsonville. Gates open at 9 a.m. Racing starts at 12 p.m. The streetcar shootout will start exactly at 2 o'clock. So if you guys out there know a lot of fast street cars, turn signals, street cars, blinks are allowed, run the quarter mile, bring them. And, man, we would love to have some of those 28s that Tracy was talking about at his show and 29s down in No Problem. We're also having a 28 and 29 shootout. I'm going to put $1,000 on top of the pot. Entry fee going to be $100. I'm going to put $1,000 on top of the pot. Also, we have an invitational big time shootout. I got 4 or 5 people right now. Reason why I say it's invitational is because I don't want a lot of unmatched cards, making it not fair. We got Atomic Dog in the Big Tower Shootout. Tree Man. Birdman. The Bullet. JT. And 2 or 3 more I'm not confirmed yet. Stay tuned for more details. We're going to have a driver's meeting at the show before the show gets started or during the show, probably during the streetcar shootout. Also, we're giving away a free car. When you pay to get through the gates, that ticket that you get, keep that ticket. About 9:30 that night, we're going to pull and see who wins the free car. This will not be no hoopty. This will be a good car, dependable car, air-conditioned, heating, working, nice car, dependable, not no hoopty. So I'm just reaching out for all everybody in the state of Texas to get familiar with everybody, reaching out personally and asking you all to come and show me some support, and I'll be seeing you all in the future. I'm not really stressing nobody to lock up because I know the economy is hard now, but we have about 6 or 7 lock-up races. I'm just going to let them do it like we used to do way back in the game. Get to the track, get their man, and get it on. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand me. I would love to have everybody to lock in, but as y'all know, you can't force nobody to lock in, and I'm not a person who tries to do that with the economy being the way it is today. But we do have a lot of races that are supposed to be locked in the upcoming week, next week. But right now, we got Kenny Duke locked in with a little white strutted S10 named Drell out of Mississippi. We got the Gangsta Boo locked in with Tony Bynes. The Hammer car, this new Camaro he has, called the Hammer. And a couple more races we got locked in. Stay tuned. Tony Bynes locked in. 2 or 3 people. There's a lot of races that are locked in that I'm just not familiar with. But I'm asking for you all support. It's going to be a great show, a good event. Asking you all to come on out and show your support, and let's do our thing. Thank you, Atomic Dog.
All right, thank you, Joe, man. Thank you, appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Okay. Okay, Sharon, I'm still working without a screen, so got any other hands? I'm going to hear something, let me know. If not, you know, I'll start talking about what I'm going to throw out here for the nice topic. Tell me she's in the private room and I can't see her, so I'm working from a blank screen tonight, so y'all just bear with
me. Tracy.
Yeah.
That's that 28-inch tire car. Is it a nitrous car? Because Butt Naked is coming and he want to be locked up with a nitrous car. I couldn't get him on tonight because he's having his own show, but he wants to be locked up. And so the people that want to be locked up, I do my best to get them a locked-in race.
Oh, yeah, so it's a nitrous car. I don't know what they're doing. It's a nitrous car. He's going to ride with Tony telling them, so, you know, we'll see. You know, Tony's planning on being there, so they're going
to
ride.
Yeah, Tony told me he was coming. Right. Tony's supposed to lock up with Kanye after this week in a Nova with 31s on it. And so I appreciate it, Tracy. We would like all the heavy hitters and everyone to come participate. It's going to be something for everybody. How that event running? Tell me, dog.
Okay, yeah. I heard that. Okay, I can't see Sharon. I don't know if you're still out there. I was asking if you had any other hand. I can't see what's going on right now, so my screen is kind of going bad. So are you there, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we got anybody else with hands up before I throw out there? We're going to talk about it on a nice topic. I'm struggling over with this board. I can't.
Okay,
I'm in the
don't, blind. Don't. Okay, don't worry about your board. Smooth, you got your hand up. Your mic is open. Okay, Smooth man just pressed it by accident. Bushnell, your mic is open.
What's up, Tommy?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Michelle, what's happening?
Hey, Bushnell, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Man, I had a good time. I didn't do shit at the river, though, man, but the river show was cool, man. I didn't do shit out there, man, but I had a good time just showing up, pulling that gate. I tell you, when I pulled up and seen that TNT and that grill set, that shit sure looked good out there on the street, man, when you can make that right turn. Or if you come to LMA, make that left turn, man. I had a good time down there, man.
Man, we appreciate you coming out there, man. The fans and stuff that see you on the internet and stuff like that, you and all the guys that came and showed up, man, they see these folks on the internet and on YouTube, and, you know, they don't travel. You got a local fan that just can't travel to some of these places, man. To have them come down here to your backyard, so to speak, man, they looked up to that. They had a good time, man. There was a lot of talk about that. So I appreciate all you guys coming down here, man, participating in this event with
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah. I had a little problem, but it wasn't really nothing. My tune up was just all, man, you know, I was by myself, and I couldn't remember all that shit in the boy told me, hell, all you had to do is go get in that box and put some key something in there, and it'll be something different for me. But I was like, man, I fired that thing up a little bit too many times about saying that when it knocked the tires on my first little shakedown. I tried to fire it up and do something different, but shit, I didn't have no more juice, and that kind of like knocked the fire in me, man. I was like, oh, well, I'm having such a good time, so I might as well just chill out and just have a good time for the rest of the night. It'll always be another time. And I showed up the next day at HMP and made me some shakedown run. This is some new shit I'm getting together, so I'm trying to get my car ironed out, man, because I don't want to get beat by no technical cat. I'd rather for a man outrun me, man, you know, and say you was faster than me that night, man, and just get beat when you let the button go. So I'm trying to get a hold of it, Tommy. It'll be like maybe this week I should have everything down to where I can, I can start doing a little dancing with somebody, man, you know, back again, man, to get back in it. Because I sure can't wait, man, because, I mean, I think my car is going to be just about as fast as it ever been once I can get it consistent, you know, the way I need to, you know, for where I need to be. But man, that was a bad race at HMP Sunday night, man, with Bird and Tree Man, man. You know, Bird and them, you know, sometimes you would think, you know, them guys, they run their car over and over, they wear their car out, man, but them dudes running them cars, man, and try to make them cars to make the trip, man, every time, man. Tree Man, them cars, he just got problems, man. You know, if he get all his bugs out of his car, man, and I'm pretty sure he's coming back because I heard he told somebody he's going to just try him again, man, you know. So it's just one of them things on there, and I heard on the East, I got informed about what went on these. That was a dandy up there with Cole killing them up there at the zoo up there, man. So, I mean, you know, I'd be, hey, if I ain't doing that, man, I'd just be having a good time, you know, getting to them tracks and, you know, talking to people whoever I talk to and just being in the atmosphere of the grudge world shit, man. So, I mean, that's what I do, Trace. I wouldn't miss that shit for nothing in the world, man. I'd be waiting at the end of the week to do that shit, Trace. That's what I work for, to try to come to be around all that shit, man. You just don't know, Trace. So a lot of times, I ain't got to do shit, Trace, and I'm still enjoying myself, man.
I hear you, man. That's good. That's what it's all about, man, enjoying yourself, man. You know, what can we say?
No, I don't want nothing. I'm just sitting back in the queue, chilling out, man, and listen to the show, bro.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about the nice topic there tonight, and you might want to chime in. Sure, we got our hand before I put this topic out here.
You got one more hand up, Tracy. Batman, your mic is open.
Man, Terry, act like you don't open my mic, baby.
I can't see no mic. I can't see nothing. I'm in the blind.
No, Terry, know what I'm talking about. Okay, all right. Y'all do it for the day, Terry. Okay. Yeah, it's typical, you got it. Okay.
You'll be all right. I'm open. You're open. You just used up 2 of your minutes, Batman. You just used up 2 of your minutes.
No, I got to talk about this one because, you know, the world said the Batman scared to run. They scared to run somebody. The time I thought he called me out, and I get down now, and all of a sudden they're backing up. I want Tracy to answer this one for me. They're backing up talking about you got too many systems on your car, and I'm not ready yet and all that. Say, man, look here, man. I'm going to say this. If you ain't ready for the bat, don't call the bat out, man. That's all I got to say. Because you know what? Thursday I just put that motor in, man. And then come Saturday, I come to a track that didn't know nothing about. I just came to support and knock one person out, man. And the man gets scared of me, man, talking about I got 10 systems and can we sit down and talk about it and drink coffee and all this. Hey, man, look at man. If you ain't ready for the bat, man, don't call me out, man. Who I'm talking about, Tracy?
Who called you out?
Who was supposed to run me?
You know what Tigger called you out, but
let's get to the first call out a couple of weeks ago. Hey, made me come now.
Be sleepy.
You know what I'm talking about.
Big Sleepy's right out there listening.
Man, Big Sleepy's scared, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for Big Sleepy. I bet every time he go to a track, they better not let me know, because I'm a walk him down like a dog in heat, because he should have never called me out. He's going to have to face this, because he's the one who called me out. So he's going to have to face this, man, unless he call me and say, Mr. Batman, I'm sorry for pulling your cape. Other than that, I'm on his ass like white on rice.
I hear Batman. I can't see, so Sharon, I don't know if he's pushing the one button. Anybody else pushing one button? I'm in the blind tonight, so I don't know.
And I'm going to tell you something.
I'm sorry.
I'm
was getting...
I'm going to tell you something,
too. Hold on. Let me address Tracy. Tracy, I was trying to get somebody on. Who was he looking for?
He was calling Big Sleepy.
I don't think he's not on.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't going to be on because he already know I was going to tear his ass up. But I'm going to say this again. The man had me put my car together just for him. Talked the whole 2 weeks, the 2 weeks previously for the race. He didn't care how bad he want me and what he going to do to me. He get down there and he had chili and cheese in his pocket. Backing up, talking about I got too many systems on my car. And, can we sit down and discuss this? I don't want to discuss nothing but getting on his ass, man. So every time I know that he had a track, they better not let me know. I'm going to get on his ass. And I'm going to tell you something, too, Tracy. Tinker ain't going to keep calling me out. I'm going to do him the same way. And I don't care if Bob Glenn dry that motherfucker. I'm going to get on his ass, too.
Tinker probably out there. I can't see, but I know he out there. Tinker probably out there, man.
So that's all I got to say. Don't call me out if you ain't ready for the bed.
Sharon, I know Tigger's sitting back. I can't see him, but I know he's sitting back out there because he kept telling Batman to give him a mic. He kept calling Batman out and Tigger was having a blast because Batman wouldn't come to the line or something.
Okay, there he goes. Oh, Tigger, you know what that one button is for on your phone. Tigger, your mic is open.
What's up, Batman? What you talking about? I ain't going to keep calling you out. What you talking about, Batman?
You don't keep calling me out, man. I told you I came down and I came for one person, man. And I told you what I was doing. But you know what? You just kept bothering me like a gnat on my shoulder. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care what
yeah.
I do with gnats, man.
What you do
to him,
Batman?
On, man. I put repellent on him, man. I put that bug spray on him and kill him, man.
You must have had no bug spray Saturday night, though, right?
Because I told you what I did. I came from one person who called me out. Now, one at a time.
So, you going to run Big Sleepy?
You next.
Okay. So, is you going to run Big Sleepy?
You next.
Yeah, I
want to
run Big Sleepy. Big Sleepy out there?
No, he's not on.
Yeah, they on. They probably on the computer. They on.
Yeah. He don't say nothing because he's scared, because he already know what time it is. I tried to take his shirt off of him. I tried to be clone. He didn't want to take it off.
Where's Undertaker at, Tracy? Undertaker called me out, too. He talking about he was coming to Temple. He didn't bring his goddamn ass. Where he at? He begged me.
He's brought out, yeah.
What a goddamn, and Undertaker, who else? All them Shakers. I don't know their name, but all them Shakers in Houston, all the ones they caught, they still got Shakers behind them. What is? Not there. And then one more. Cavalcade. Where that truck at? He was supposed to come. All of them ducking. And I had one duck there. I had one duck. I threw a rock in the bushes. And he finally come out with a... No, never mind. But yeah, they ducking.
Well, I can't tell. Sharon got to tell me out there. I can't tell, man. I'm not, my screen's down, so I can't see who's out there.
Yeah.
I don't show any of the ones that you called out, Tinker. I don't show them on the line. The show is full, so they may not
last
be able
week,
to get on.
About 2 or 3 weeks ago, they were calling me out, looking for me and everything. What is
that? The show is recorded, so I'm sure they'll hear your call out.
Okay, well,
I don't want to claim that they would come and didn't show up. They were cowards anyway. They didn't want to fight.
No, they want to fight, but then
they didn't want to fight.
I got to get into that, man.
Percy, can I open the mic?
Huh?
Let me open
the mic.
What
do you think? Uh-oh, here comes somebody.
It's not for you, though.
Yeah.
Tree Man, your mic is open.
Batman.
Yeah.
You the real Batman?
Yeah, I'm
here. I said, you the real Batman?
I'm the real Batman.
Yeah, you the real Batman.
Yeah, I'm the real Batman.
You ain't saying that with no bunch of confidence. Are you the real Batman?
Man, I'm the real motherfucking me Batman, man.
Look here, man. I got some pictures, man. You got a good phone or you got one of them boot mobile?
I can see. Send them to me, baby.
Look here. I took some pictures that they did on our rail race of a pro-mile car. This motherfucker had Batman choking the shit out the Joker on it. Had the goddamn twin tower and that Batman's line and bat all over this mother. This look like the real Batman. I got some pictures. I'm going to see this shit, man. You got to step your game up, man, and do the real Batman. All that bullshit you got.
If you were you got a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm going to send you these pictures that's called me. I mean, say,
Brad Racing lead.
When the show go off, I'm going to send them to you.
Yeah, send them to me, man. Let me ask you a question, man.
Hey.
Now, you know, everybody's been talking and admit about how much Batman won't race and all that for the last month or two, right?
Yeah.
I want to ask you one question, man. I put the car together just for this one man. Just for Friday, man. The man bagged up, talking about he wanted these sandwiches and chips. He didn't want to do no racing. None of that, man. Man, tell me I have 15 systems on my car and all kind of shit, man. So, man, what can you say about a man like that, man?
But he probably knew all that before he called you out, right?
Man, yeah, man. I mean, man, the same man, let me tell you something. Man, I have a girl mad at because I put my car together and have time for her, none of that, man. Man, got my whole ass all jacked up.
Damn.
Listen, tree man. I couldn't win down there. I
guess
I can't win at home right now, man. So
what you
say about that, man?
I'll put it like this here, man. That man had you do all that thing, then you finally show him, get your cut together. He do nothing. He out of line. I mean, put it like this here.
Yeah,
you got real race. You got real race. You really got to really know who your real racers is. It's just like this here. When you tell me, I don't give a damn. My transmission in that back. We going to race, goddamn. You're going to beat me.
Hey, man.
And then, you know what? You got to keep on beating. You got to beat me every day.
Say it to me, man. You remember a couple weeks ago, man, you called me out of season, right?
Yep.
And I told you, I said, I put my car together just to whoop him, man. I did everything I said I was going to do, man. Man, got my ass all fucked up everything, man. I can't win anymore.
They didn't want to see how I have a picnic, huh?
Yeah, man, he wanna sit out and eat, wanna drink beer. I don't even drink, man. Eat chips and talk about it.
Hey, man, hold up. Let me
throw this tonight's topic out there. Let's talk about this. You talking about them chips thing? Let me go to
Tracy, you got one more hand up. Do you want to wait until you throw the topic out, or do you want me to
say
about it?
Okay,
go ahead.
Dewey. Let me throw the topic out there, and then we Doobie might be the first one to want to respond to it. A nice topic, man, we're going to talk about, you know, just put some things out there, you know, kind of reiterate something that we talk about time and time again that, you know, need to be brought up. Man, what is it, you know? Hey, we want to hear about it and see what people think about today's big game of grudge racing, man. There's a lot of smack talk going on with this game, man. There's a lot of smack talk, and sometimes, you know, it's smack talk and trickery. Is trickery a major part of the game? Man, you got to remember, people talking smack, and is trickery a major part of the game? You know, a whole lot of us, man, you know, a lot of races out there, they clash races, you know. They sometimes clash races seem to have an issue with smack talk. You know, we're going to, is that good? You know, is that good for the girls' game? They have the issue with class talk. But can
class
racer make a good grudge racer? You tell us what's the difference between a grudge racer and a class racer, if there's any difference at all. You know, so we throwing this out there, man, because, you know, some things come up sometimes. And, you know, I noticed, I heard some folks on these shows, I heard Tony after that talking about it, and I've seen it happen again. Whatever reason it happened, he talked about this particular guy named Rick. Rick's supposed to have a real fast car out there. And you hear Tony say about a Rick's major class racer that cross over into the grudge game, but when he go up against a guy, major guy in the grudge game, for whatever reason, Rick seems to lately, I guess, turn the red light on. So I guess major races, when he ran Tony, he went up a big gun, he turned the red on. Then he came this weekend, major race against Cole Killer, he turned the red light on. So, but he's, he put down that class race and crossed over to the grudge right here in our home. We have guys around here in the state of Texas that do some class racing, that cross over and try to participate in a little grudge. Man, is trickery a major part in the grudge game along with the smack talk? What do you think, man? We're going to throw it out there and get some people's opinion about it. How do you feel about it, and what do you think? Can those guys do both, or what does it take? We can go to live now. You can push the one button, you comment on it. We can go to live, Jim. I can't tell if she's in a... If your mic is open, you can say something. She might be in a private room or something like that. I can't tell right now. I got a dead screen.
I had a race lined up with a class racer that got kind of upset and the race didn't go down, but the money was up. So, you know, I guess they can't take the smack talk. I don't know.
Say what now?
I had a race...
What is your opinion, since, you know, you
Tracy,
got a new... Just,
Tracy.
Yeah.
Tracy, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I've got somebody who put their hand up, and before you get too far into that, I want to go ahead and open up his mic. Big Sleepy, your mic is open.
Okay. Go on. What's up, Big Sleepy?
Hey, how's everybody? Sharon, Miss Sharon, how you doing?
I didn't get
a chance to talk to you the weekend, but I want to address this to Batman. Batman, you got on first base, but that don't mean you're safe, partner. You knew when I pulled down there, I had a leak. Then you want to run up there and talk about you ready to do it. Man,
hold
stop.
On, hold on, Sleepy. One thing, I never went down until your fault. I told you when I came like I told you I was going to come. You came to me. And after I made the shakedown, I pulled my hood up. You said I had too many symptoms for you. And then you asked me, can we talk about it? And I told you I didn't want to talk about nothing. I want to get on your ass. You know
all
what
right.
I told you that?
All right.
You know what I told
and
you that?
Hey, I tell you what. Then I came down, I said, you keep on. Just take one of them off.
Right, let me ask them. You didn't ask me to address me when you called me. Yeah, I'm not going to address anything. All thing I want to do is take one out of your head.
Like I said, you got on first base, but that don't mean you safe. The next time I see you, I hope you have some in your trunk as well, because I'm going to be ready for all of that.
I want the shirt. I want to run for the shirt. I want to take the shirt off your chest.
That ain't going to happen, baby. That ain't going, because I got to have it for all y'all. That's what's up. All them that's in this area right now, they need that. Because that's exactly what they are.
Okay, Sleepy, I'm going to say this. If you ain't ready for the bat, don't call the bat out.
Well, guess what? I'm going to keep calling you out because I'm ready. When I pulled down there in that staging lane, I thought I was ready. Everybody flagged me down. Hey, man, you got a leak. I'm thankful for all to everybody that did, because I could have burned my car up.
But you know what? That leak, you wouldn't even try to fix it after I made my shakedown. I couldn't fix it.
When I went down there, but first I said, you know what? These cats finna get out of line. And he got what he got on his car. I'm finna turn mine up. And that's what I did. And I knew when I did it, I screwed it up.
But if you did do that, you want me to take one off? You still
that's the reason I come down there, because you told me that you didn't want to take it off. So I turned mine up. I said, I'll let you play with what you got, and I'm going to show you what this do. So, yeah, I screwed up. Man. I knew it at the time, but I thought I could get away with it, and I couldn't.
You know what I might do for you? I might let you tell your ass next time I see you.
You might let me do what? Say, man, you like I said, you on first base, but you ain't safe.
I know that. And get a load of this here.
Batman, it's two outs, and Tinker's up the bat. And guess what? You done got them two outs, Tinker.
You want to lock it on the show now? You want to lock it on the show now? You can get it recorded. It's locking.
You know we're not playing that lock shit with you. You two outs. You know I'm not playing with you like that no more. You didn't play that. You two outs. I'm not playing that no more. Everybody know what y'all did, man.
Batman.
Hey.
Batman.
Yeah.
How many times I come to you and ask you to call that dude out, Batman? That's his brother. How many times I come to you, Batman?
Well, you told me several times.
That's beside the point.
Okay,
how come you didn't go tell Batman what you told us?
Batman, how many times I come to you, Batman, say, okay, let me do it again, let me do it again, how many times I come to you, Batman? Batman got on that trying to call me down there, man, stop that. Look, man, you're the only man with kids to tell your partners what you did.
Chase. I was trying to be a homeboy to you without snitching on you in your partner's face, man. You need to stop that. This is real talk. You tried to blame that shit on me, Tink, but it was you. Now I'm telling you. I'm just telling you, you should have told your partners what it was, and it would have been done with, man. All your partners running around there thinking, I did that. You did that, and I didn't want to tell them that. So at this point in stage, we're going to leave it alone, man. You know what I mean? We just leave it alone.
Can I talk, man?
Go ahead, okay. Like you've been doing. Go ahead, because, you know, okay. I know the truth, man.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave that alone for Saturday. That's done. Okay. Now, you just said I'm on second base. So that mean you can lock something, we can do something? Is that what that means?
Look, man, keep that lock out your mouth.
Okay,
use the
phone
from lock. You already two out, Tinker. Stop that.
Oh, man.
You know I'm not telling
that,
you two on no locks no more, man. You ain't faced the last two.
Oh, man, I can't believe
it. Oh,
that,
man, my ass, you know better shit than that, Tinker. You done it to me twice, and the third time you wouldn't let me have it. Tracy, you wouldn't let me have him. You know it. I'm going to crack that dude. He know that. Come on,
oh,
man, stop that. You know we race. You know what we do.
Man, you ain't never raced nobody in your life. The only person you ever raced is Big D.
I done done more racing than you have trying to time, man.
That crash racing, that's a whole different thing. I tell you what, since
I ain't race, you get your ass in your car, and I get in mine, and we can do it Saturday.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. You want to buy a race.
If I ain't no racer, you ain't either.
Ain't no cowards.
So that means we both get in a car and do something. Since we ain't no racer.
I didn't shut the top of the hill down. Tell the truth, man. I didn't shut the top of the hill down.
With your mouth, like I said, since I'm not no racer, you want to bump at your gums, and you ain't no racer, get your ass in your car and I get in mine, and I crack your ass.
I bet I got to run you and your brother. I bet you that.
You can't answer that.
I bet you I'll run y'all.
Get your ass out them bushes. I see your eyes.
I already knew he was scared because he started talking about what you gonna do to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, it's kind of like.
That man, I had to try to let you have him because I was weak and I couldn't do nothing.
It's kind of like you were walking home and I would kick him in the head and I ain't been gonna get his big brother to fight me.
Yeah. I was going to make sure that happened.
Like I said,
you better be packing more than what you have when you come, or wherever you're going to go with it. But I'm going to get down on your ass real good.
Let me tell you something. You sweet as summer rose on a Sunday day.
I want to let you know. I usually don't get out of my character, Miss Sharon, like it is, but them cats, they don't squeeze me the wrong way. I'm going to show them what's up. Batman, you knew when I turn big sleepy up and come down there, I'm going to get dead off in your ass with all them kits you had.
Yeah. He's winning similar rules on Sunday.
Kiss your ass. Hell, he had about eight of the motherfuckers on there trying to make it go. That's so we sound like now for a nice truck.
Yeah. I know the license must scare the shit out there because you definitely won't know part of it.
Let's get back towards this topic, man. I'd like to hear and know what some of the people think about the topic, man, about, you know, for
hey, that man come all the way to Temple with a show car. He wasn't intending to do nothing from the get, Tracy. He knew that. Because if he wanted to do anything, he would have tried Tinker, he would have begged for Tinker, or any of that.
The only problem
Batman had was he tried to start that regular-ass generator.
Hey, man, listen, man. Yeah, one thing I can say is Tinker back with this. Man, if I had my child with me, I would have had you working on my car.
Was a film, nigga, we'd be drunk. Hell, if it was a film, we'd all be drunk.
Yeah, you did everything right, but not racing. You gave me ice cream,
Batman.
You gave me everything not to race you.
Batman.
Come on.
Hold on. Tracy, go ahead.
I'm trying to let you make it.
Mute your phone.
I can't hear you. Hold on.
What are you saying?
Hold on. Guys, hold on a second. Alley Cat, mute your phone.
You ain't safe, Batman. Just because you on base don't mean you are safe. You finna be out of there.
Hey, go ahead, Sharon. Did you have something?
It was Alley Cat. I wanted him to mute his phone.
Okay.
Well, I was just saying, Doobie has been waiting, you know, kind of patiently.
Okay. But hey, I'm going to go ahead and mute my line, Miss Sharon. Batman, just what I told you, man. You know y'all two team players. I'm gonna get you, man. I'm gonna throw you out.
All thing you finna do is try to hurry up and take your mother damage out of them so you can't race.
All right, Batman. I saved you some money, man, this weekend.
What's up?
Now, what you did, you saved all your friends from being mad at you because I done fucked you up.
What's
up?
Good now. Go ahead.
Hey, hold on. Doobie wanted to say something. Doobie drive.
Yeah, go ahead. Let him go.
No, that was Bushnell trying to say something.
Hey, Tommy, I want to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Hey, I hear you say triggery a lot, man. What is the meaning of that?
Let me just elaborate on that. With grudge racing, man, I'm going to tell you, you know, if you look at this grudge racing, there's a lot of smack talk. And it's a lot of trickery going on. And some people got to understand language. When some people using the language, they trying to trick you. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to make a point by using tree man. And I'm going to show you what I mean by a grudge racing. Grudge racing is about smack talk and about trickery. And you got to watch the language that people use. I'm going to bring this up because this happened. This happened a while back. Hey, can somebody mute their mic? Alley Cat, mute your mic. I think I hear you.
I've already muted Alley Cat. Let me go ahead. Okay. I'll try to find it.
Okay, well, let me go ahead. Let me explain to you what I mean. Guys have come, you're trying to lock money, and guys are trying to put down stiff, and other guys sometimes use language. And it's a trickery, and you got to try to understand it. I'm gonna give a point in case scenario. I remember we was going to the East Coast, and we were talking about Tree Man's car.
Mm-hmm.
I told a guy I was trying to lock in Rock's car on the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
but Rock couldn't remember who Tree Man was. And I came and I said, well, he's got a Camaro. And
and they didn't know, and it was, had Walter Mann and everything on the phone, and Brock goes on and said, well, Tree Man, you know, he was at the race at Mike Hill's race, and he had the Camaro, you know, and then they remembered what the Camaro was. I said he was at Mike Hill's race, and he had a Camaro. And I come to lock him up with Tree Man's Camaro. And they say, do we got a Camaro nitrous car? I said, yeah, it's a nitrous car. Okay? They wanted to lock the race up. When they went to talking about locking the race up, I got Tree Man on the phone, and I told Tree Man. So Tree Man went to explain in the car once we trying to lock the race, and I told him Tree Man had to had a Camaro, and then he wanted to lock up, and then Rock come to find out once they lock it up, the Tree Man actually had bought another Pro Mall Camaro, sitting in the Camaro. Now, they had already locked the race. It was already called a lock. But once he found out he had bought the Camaro that he got now, Rock wanted to reason out of it. And the reason why he wanted to reason out of it because he felt like Tree Man had more of a superior car than what he had when he was calling the race. And then he said, I tricked him that that's not what I said. And I just told him, no, he's the one who got Mike his race that had the Camaro. I said Camaro. Either way it goes, Tree Man had a Camaro. And he said that I was using language just like what they were using, and I would defeat him by saying Camaro and not telling him which one, and the Tree Man got on the phone, and it was after he had already called a lock race. So what I'm saying is people would use language. Another case scenario was Tony Vine. He's racing. He's telling the guys he's going to race him. You come on 28. And the guy come on 28th, and Tony show up on 29th or something like that. Now, what happened in one race? The guy lost the race. Tony never said he would come on 28th. He just specified that the guy come on him. So that's just trickery language. So what I'm seeing in a case like what happened this weekend, one set of guys said, Tinker said no race. The money was locked up. The money was locked up. And Tinker's going saying no race, but Tinker never go to the DP man that got the money and take the money back. So when we go to call the race, the other guy said the man called it. Tinker said he didn't call it. So it sounded like they playing off the language that Tinker is using and Tinker they Tracy. I was just messing with them guys, but I never called my money back. So that's what I'm trying to throw at him. But guys, is it trickery? In grudge racing, do you believe guys use language to throw trickery in there and smack talk to get in people's head? And is that effective? And we just want to go around and ask people, is it effective? Is the term, is the trickery and the smack talk effective in grudge racing? And how, and does it happen? What do you think? Well, I want to know what people think. Because I mean, personally, it happens a lot of times. It happens a lot.
Hey, Trace, can I elaborate on that? I believe that it is trickery. In grudge racing, because it's like men sleeping. You know, he talked all that mess and said that he was going to whoop my ass out there at Temple, and I put my motor together. The next thing I look, I come behind my car. Hell, he had a motherfucking picnic table back, want to eat lunch. So, yeah, it is a trick. I thought I was going racing. You know, so, yeah, it is tricky, really, because I got tricked. I thought I was going to knock whoop the shit out of him, but hell, he want to do a picnic. So it is trickery. You're right.
Yeah. And that's what I try to tell people. You got to listen to what people are saying. And people might throw stuff out there, especially when you got money locked up and stuff like that. If they never go take their money down, that race really still going. They might just be trying to get in your head. You know. So what other people think? I'll open my eyes up and see what other folks think about this game, man. Smack talk when it comes to, hey, grudge races and crossover class races that like the grudge, they want to grudge too, you know, hey, what do you think about it, man? Is it good for the game, bad for the game, or what? Can some do it, some can't do it, or what? What is it?
Doobie, if you're still on here, press the one button again. I don't see you anymore. Cottonmouth, your mic
is
open.
Yeah, I mean, how you doing, Tracy? This is Cottonmouth about the Jackie Beaver camp, that old black Camaro y'all had down there this weekend. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, man? How you doing, man?
Trey, man, look here.
I'm sorry I couldn't make it down there, but my boy showed out a little bit, a little something, you know. The old car ain't running too good, man. You see me up and didn't try to make a couple little motor pads, but I want to get a little shout out to you and Trinket. I'm going out of Louisiana on November 2nd, man. Can we get something together on that?
The 69 Camaro?
Yeah. The black 69 Camaro, the cottonmouth with the orange on the inside.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't mean, I'm going to talk for Tinker car. I think I got a car Red Rock on this one. That's not a good race for him. You know, you're a better man on that one, so.
Oh, I ain't drove the car in 9 years, man. Come on now. You're a professional. I'm gonna drive my old car.
Is
it
too much dollars
for
one person? Yeah, I seen that old car. Yeah, he parked right beside me. No, I don't want to do nothing with
him.
I can't do nothing with him.
All right, well, I'm a man. I appreciate it.
I can't do nothing with you.
Yeah, it wasn't running at night, Daddy. I remember it wasn't running that car, but, you know, take a car, you know, I just don't think that's a good race. You can take a gallon on right there, so, you know, I don't have a problem taking a Red Rock on that one, but.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and, you know, hey, we're going to step up and do something else another day, you know, but like I said, I ain't drove in 9 years. I'm going to get a little action on something, but, you know, back to your topic, Tracy. You know, smack talking is grudge racing, smack talking is crash racing. Step over that line, you know what you're getting into. So if you can't handle somebody talking trash to you, then you need to go bragging racing, what you need to do.
Get in where you fit in, man.
Huh? That's it. You know, someday somebody going to win, someday somebody going to lose. If you can't handle somebody talking smack to you, hey, dry down, get out.
Praise that. You know, it's always been that, man.
Yeah, I know. You know.
Hey,
you know,
okay.
Batman, you know me. I've been around the game a long time. I've been down a little bit, had a crash, you know, and had to rebuild my stuff. But I'm coming back, baby. Y'all remember the timeout, because it's coming. It's coming to you, partner. It's coming to you. I'm going to clip your wings, too, bro. Batman, you know my car don't run, man. Me and you better than that. You know, I got a hot side to get you stirred up. To get you worked up a little bit.
I'm glad you're back, man. I'm glad you're back.
But I appreciate y'all love now, man, and making a show. I'm sorry I couldn't meet you. I'm up here in D.C. doing a little work, man. I listen at you all the time, and I don't ever open my mouth. God damn it, the car's out now.
We're good. We're out now, man. You're going to be bringing some action here with the car. It's a good car.
Yeah.
This is the grill.
Yeah, right.
Hey, this is the grill jungle over here, Tracy.
Uh-huh.
This is the grill jungle over here, man.
Man, y'all go on, have a good night. And I appreciate you letting me get on the show. Miss Sharon, I ain't never met you, but nice talking to you.
You too.
Guys,
all right, you got another caller?
Let me try Alley Cat again. Alley Cat, your mic is open. Wake up, Alley Cat.
He got a lot of races. He know how to find a race. He got a lot of races right there where he's at. You know, I guess he just wanna. He said he just come out, but he wanna do some testing and tuning. But he wasn't gonna do the testing and tuning on me with what they got. So you know, I know.
Yeah.
We stepping a little bit out of the class with that car. So
yeah.
And I'm quite sure he'll be making that. So there's a lot of cars out there. I'm quite sure probably some. Right now, waiting to run him, and you know, he's just sitting back kind of waiting to get him a little data on the car before he step it up.
So. Say, Tracy, you know, I noticed something too, man. And I know when Tinker came over there, I know you said you were dry. You know, I knocked you off too, Tracy, and Tinker's like, I want that.
I couldn't tell you wouldn't do it Saturday night. Yeah, you called down now.
Check this out, man.
You were down there and you called Sleepy out. You called Sleepy out, and Sleepy, for whatever reason, wouldn't run you. So you was going to run Sleepy, but then I called you out, and you wouldn't run. Now you're getting on show again.
You
would not be out.
You had a generator for about an hour. I told you I had a generator if you needed one. So don't come
with this shit,
Batman.
Well, hold on now. What about the Batman? I got to get y'all one at a time, man.
Nah,
we
didn't
get
one at a time.
You didn't get Sleepy, so we was wrong. You didn't get Sleepy.
I had to make sure Sleepy didn't want no more dog, period. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want no more dogs.
Say,
Tracy, listen, man. I'm going to tell you something. Next time I see you on TV, I'm going to get at y'all, man.
Batman. You came down there to run Sleepy. Sleepy wouldn't run. We asked you to run, and you wouldn't run. Now you get on the show, I think, next time.
Well, you put this on the calendar. Next time I see you and Tink with that car, I'm going to get on y'all, man.
I tell you what.
And I might go whoop you at your race.
Oh, that might be good, man. That might be good. Make sure that mic, get that mic up now.
Yeah, I might go whoop you at your race.
He said, what is
he? Since you protected Tink. Since you protected Tink, I might go just go down your race.
Leon, your mic is open.
Hey, we safe up by you though.
Leon, your mic is open.
Hey, Leon, what's going on? He brought it sitting back talking.
Okay, he dropped off. He don't have any more hands up, Tracy.
Nobody got a whole lot to say about that topic, what they think about these races, so it seems like to me, consensus is, you know, most people feel the same way. Hey, you know, it's just the way it is.
I want to straighten that up about that race. It ain't that I didn't want to race Batman. I had a problem. When I came down there, I really came down there to run Batman, but I had that problem. But you can bet and believe, as soon as I find out where he going to be at the next place, he ain't got to worry about me asking what he got on it and how he got it on it. We're going to do it.
I think you're trying to sell it now.
It's going to happen. Like I said, I had that problem. And
I looked in your eyes. I know you're scared.
No. Never scared. Never scared. Might be a little brave. Never scared. So that's what that's about.
Okay, let me try Leon again. Leon, your mic is open.
It's off. I turned it off.
Yeah, how y'all doing, Grudge World?
World,
y'all sound like y'all having a good time now on this line. Somebody raising a lot of sand. Want to do some races.
You trying to do the race with your back half car?
Yeah, I got a back half car. We got a back half car down there.
A lot of back half cars down here.
They gonna be at Joe's. They gonna be at November 2nd. No problem, race.
Problem.
Huh?
I'm not sure which back half going to be there. I mean, you want to raise the back half car?
You got a big time car?
Yeah, I got 15 to 20 strong coming from the north, from Chicago, Wisconsin, and Indiana, coming in at November 2nd.
3115.
Double chassis car, stock suspension car, back half car, a little bit of everything.
Hey, Shannon, I can't see it. Is Peanut out there? He got a back half car. Is Peanut out there?
No, Peanut's not on the line.
How you doing, Miss Shannon? I'm sorry.
I think Peanut won. I think he might have been talking about going to that race. I don't know, but I know he got a back half car, so he's talking about a back half car. You know, get Peanut on here and see what he can do. I thought he mentioned something about going to that race.
Okay, give me just a second.
We got about 15 to 20 cars coming that way. November 2nd, and no problem race. Mississippi Joe race. We're going to have about eight back half cars, about four test cars, and stock suspension cars.
You have stock suspension cars?
Yeah. No wheelie bar on some 29.
Where you from, man?
Indiana.
Yeah.
I'm the governor of Indiana.
Hey.
I know what it is. I can't see my screen there. She might be trying to get Peanut on. I think Peanut missing about going to the race. Whether he gonna bring his back half car? Let me just check and see. You know.
Yeah, we coming. We're coming a long way, so we like to try to get something going down. And we're gonna come down, and so we just bring a little.
Y'all ain't coming for nothing.
Huh?
Y'all ain't coming for nothing. No.
Somebody gonna race, man. You know they race all over. You know somebody gonna jump out there.
All you gotta do is be there, man. You ain't lying.
Hey, look, we can't do no racing up here. I woke up this morning. It was 28 degrees. 28. In some part of Illinois, they got like 2 inches of snow, so it's cold up here. So we done up here.
Yeah. Y'all gotta come down south.
We'll see when we get him on. Sharon, you out there? You trying to get him? I can't hear what's going on, so just hold on. If anybody else got a backhand and they're going to No Problem on November 2nd, they can be on out of Indiana looking for a race. They said no 31. If anybody
this week going out there. I couldn't get Peanut. And can you text me that number that you just...
All right.
Can you text me that number?
Oh, Jackie D was out there. He got some back half cars in their camp over there. Man, they're looking for a race. Back half cars.
Jackie, your mic is open.
He might not can talk, though.
Yeah, he just pressed the one button, so he may be on mute.
Hello.
There he goes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I say, yeah, we're bringing some back half cars down there for sure. We're looking for races. Steve's one of them, Tony's another. You know, we're not going to lock nothing up until we get there. We're still doing some testing with both cars. But we definitely coming, and we're not going to come down there and just sit around. We're going to try to do some races.
I understand. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I kind of feel that way, too, but this will be my first time coming that far down at the race. Who is you? What's your name?
My name's Jackie.
He was up there in Morocco. He was in Morocco with some cars, Leon.
Yeah?
Yeah, were you there? You were in Morocco, weren't you?
Yeah, I was up there with my Burgundy Camaro.
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had that Nova.
A Texas Beast.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna bring that, and we're gonna bring that Black 69, and Kenny Duke's supposed to be coming with a little black truck. I got several other little small power trucks and a little small power car that we're gonna bring down there. So, I got a group of people coming, but you know how that is, you know. We had a whole bunch coming to Little River, and you know, I had three drop out at the last minute, so it's kind of hard to speak for somebody else. But I mean, I do know we're bringing a whole lot of people down there, and all these guys are, they got me at the track every time it's over testing with them, you know, to get in the driver's seat, you know, to try to get the seat time. So I mean, I know they want to do some battles.
I got you, boss. I got you, son. Like the women. We get out there. We check it out. Check the track out. And we're going to step. We'll be coming to the street. And they ain't never been down there.
We ain't going to be hard to find. We'll be a novice of the Texas Beast, with red, white, blue. And then a black 69 Camaro. All blacked out. With tangerine cage will be sitting there. And like I said, we'll have a whole bunch of other cars. Flip's going to be down there with the Silver Nova. It's all blacked out windows, black suit. So, you know, Kenny Duke's all black truck. My son's got a little black 81 model Silver Straps. I mean, we'll have plenty of cars around our camp, and we'll be there Friday.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. I've seen your cars before.
All right, well, shit, you know, come introduce yourself to me. We'll see where we can get hooked up down there.
Okay. Sound like a winner.
All right.
Okay. You sure got any other hands up, you know? You must have been a part. Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
Did you hear what the topic was tonight?
No, I didn't know what you...
Let me tell you what the topic is, see, because you go around and you from the north. You up there from Indiana, Chicago, and y'all do a lot of racing up that way also. You know, let me say that this one the topic was about, man. You know, we want to hear about, you know, what do you think about in the big game of grudge racing and smack talk. Is trickery a major part of the grudge game? Do people use trickery in grudge game to try to get races on, man? And is there an issue when there's a class racer, you know, get involved in a grudge race and whether they can handle the smack talk or not? You know, is there any two different between a class racer and a grudge racer? What's your opinion on that? You from the north, and we want to hear your opinion from up north. How do you think about it? I'm quite sure y'all deal with some of those people.
There's a big difference in class racing. Class racing, they show ET and they got rules. A grudge racer, they ain't got rules.
So when you face a class racer up that way, do you have an issue with them? Do you have any kind of issue with them understanding how the grudge game really go?
Because, you know, if you don't run a class racer car, he go to classes and he run events, and they show his ET. So if you go up there and run one of them class racer cars and you whoop them, they know where you at. Everybody know where you at. So it's best not to run no class racing cars. Especially if you whoop them, they show his ET, and then if you whoop them by two cars or something, they know they damn near can put you where you at. So you ain't really no grudge racer no more because everybody knows what you're doing.
And you're speaking on terms of running class race that show its time, but how about it when you're trying to step a race with a class racer? When you're trying to stipulate a race with a class racer and how it go, and the guy's trying to use some form of language to throw some trickery in there, you know, or the guy, you know, get all upset about it, you know, do you find that being a problem with some of the class guys?
Yeah, that's a problem. Because them class guys going to holler you to get ahead, and they're trying to push you ahead to go. And he always got somebody on the outside saying, you kid, you should go ahead and race him. He got the same thing you got, but at the same token, you might be faster than him. And you go out there whoop him a lot of them. We got that good up there. We got guys that come up there and take all the stuff off their car and then come up here and run one of these cars we got. if you don't know the class rate, the cars, anyone got one of them cars that run class rate, and run pretty good. And you go out there and whoop them, then they, and then the next thing you know, if we should be able to run, just run Leon, but Leon don't run this, and he barely beat him by two cars. You know, no, we can't do that. I think the class rate needs to stay where they at.
So you don't think it's a good mix, huh?
No, I mean,
I'm like this. Some can have it. I mean, some class races, they can have it, you know.
Some of them can. You ain't lying. Go ahead. They can. All of them ain't like that now.
Yeah, some of them can have it.
Look at Chris, too. I didn't know Chris, too, could talk shit. That shit-talking motherfucker over that driver, Cold Killer.
Yeah, but he got some real rough stuff to talk shit with though. You know, it ain't he got advertising that Mustang. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know how fast that Mustang runs. So you never know. I've been meeting since I met him. You don't never see that Mustang up in no run race because everybody know the car.
Okay.
I remember a year ago they told me I was down there making and that they wanted to they said we had a back half car there with no wooden cars on it, and I said we had a back half car and tell him get his ass down. And then when I walked on, they said go over there, the car stands over there. You know, I had my car, my Camaro down there, and I walked over there. I said, man, what I like running the class car? I ain't even going to go to this. I know I'm just out of that. What I like running a car like this? I said I
can't work with a guy like that.
And that's the law. They
just
say no more
chemicals. Okay, well, you just want to get your opinion on it. Anybody else got something they want to share on that? You just kind of throwing it out there, see what people think, see how people feel about it. Or somebody
boy,
else got it from the lock if they want to call in. Or...
Butler boys, your mic is open.
I
want to
go back to
the show. Can you tell your mom
what's up, brother? You're not trying to talk to you, Sharon.
Okay, you don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay. You just kind of wanted to throw it out there, man. We got a lot of things coming down. We're coming on, say it again, we're coming on towards the end of the year. And we got a lot of things going to be going on, boys, trying to come up with how people fare with racing this year, grudge race of the year, and so on. So people be thinking about it. Who are some of the people you pick? Another thing I want to mention is we experienced this weekend. We're getting in that time of the year where the weather's changing. So, you know, standard these tracks, 12, 1 o'clock, it's going to be a little hard to do. So, like, we don't have no 100-degree days. So these races, man, like you said, they can take place a lot earlier in the day now, because most time you go to track, man, right now you're probably going to be, you're lucky if you get 80-degree days, man, it's going to be, you know, in the 70s. So we definitely can get to the track, try to get up people to the track earlier and try to get some of these races going down before it get too late. You know, me personally, I think when it starts getting to be around 9 or 10 o'clock, these old tracks are all the way around here going to start getting to be a little on the iffy side, so... I don't want to keep in mind and put that out there for people, man. It's all about going out, having fun, and being safe. Just keep in mind, weather conditions starting to change around here, so if you're going to get it on, try to get it on earlier. So. Anybody got anything else they want to bring out, they want to share somebody on, they want to throw out there, something that might be on their mind, somebody might be sitting back out, something on their chest, hadn't said anything about it. I ain't pushed the one button. We got any fans out there that were listening? I saw something. Want to talk about something? Push the one button. Come on, let folks know. You know, we always like to know. Excuse me?
Kenny, your mic is open.
I just hope
Danny, go ahead.
I just hope all fast races on a, you know, I don't know.
I don't think that was finished. Somebody's got a door. Whoever's got the door open, mute your phone, please. Penny, you got your hand up. Your mic is open.
Penny. Okay, maybe you don't want to talk. You might be working or something. I don't get it.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we
hear you.
What's going on?
Okay, well, I'm just going to give a shout-out to Tree Man. I gotta say he's a good racer, a good sportsman. He made some good test hits a week before we raced. Actually, 2 weeks before we raced. And I heard about it, heard his car was running good. Never heard anything out of Tree Man until we made our good test hits the following Sunday. And then Monday morning, he was burning our phone up, wanting to race. So that's good sportsmanship. He wasn't trying to get us while we were down. He waited until our car was running good, and if he called us out. Good race, Tree Man, and congratulations to your crew for running us, man. Thank you. He ain't even here, is he?
Tree Man is out there. He's out there.
No, I was trying to say, he dropped off.
He dropped off?
Yeah, well, y'all see him. Tell him I said he's a sportsman.
Well, congratulations on your win. Benny, y'all still coming back until you're doing your thing, so.
Yeah, we got it fixed, man. They were sending us the wrong converter. It wasn't our converter. We sent it back 3 times, and finally they built us a new one.
Hey, Ben,
yeah.
are y'all locked in with the hide on the 16th of November?
Yeah. We're going to No Problem Raceway on the 3rd, I think it is. And we're going to run Tree Man again on the 10th. And we're going to run Hyde on the 16th. And I run Murillo again on the 23rd. So our November's full.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's
well,
all I had to say.
Hey, Sid.
Yeah.
I need to do like y'all. I need to wear my shit out so I can race.
Guess so.
Yeah, that's what it goddamn thing. I'm going to have to wear that motherfucker out like mine so I can race like that. Shit, that's what's up right there. Wear that motherfucker out.
Okay. I got a blank screen. I can't tell who all got a hand up, but what we're sharing, but I think Penny was the last.
Hey, can I say something about your topic?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I want to say that I think the trash talking is great. I think it's great for the grudge racing. But, I mean, there's a time to do it, and there's a time to stop doing it. I mean, if it's Monday and you want to talk trash to your opponent all week long on the internet and call them on their phone, go do a burnout in their driveway, whatever you're going to do to get that race hyped up for Friday, Friday rolls around, you get to the track, you might be able to talk trash for 15, 20 minutes, but shit, after that, I think it's time to get on out there and get the racing on.
Right, true that.
Don't waste the whole night prolonging the trash talk. You got all week to do that. Pick your man the week before.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody knows who they want to get at.
I'm trying to get some gas.
Hello.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, everybody knows. Everybody's got somebody that they want. I mean, it's And they got a good feeling if they know they can handle them or not. So, you know, if you're going to talk a little trash, try to get in their head and try to defeat them mentally before you got to actually defeat them physically, man, do that during the week. Hop it up in your homeboys. Do it on the phone. A lot of these guys get 6, 7, 10-way calls going, talking trash about racing. Man, that's great. I love doing that. I love hearing all that stuff going on.
Man, you hear some crazy shit, and it just keeps me laughing. I like to pass the time listening to everybody do that. But when we at the race, like you said, it's winter time now. The dew set in earlier. We can't race till 3 in the morning no more. Man, let's get there and get the fans some action. Let's get this stuff going. So we got something to shoot for this coming spring. Because you're going to want your, if your man gets you, you're going to want him next spring. So that's all I got to say about that. Trash talking's good, but shit, know when to stop talking and start racing. All right, I'm out.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. But, you know, you got to remember this, Jackie. With this grudge racing, you know, you got people that do it all week, and you also got people that get to the track, like you say. You know, you might do it for 10 or 15 minutes at the track, and then leave it alone. But you got people, they got people on their team. Sometimes they going to do it all the way, dead man, get in the car and suit up, because they're actually trying to use that as a part to psych a person out to get into a person's head. So it's just all a part of the team. Each racer got to know how to handle it and how to stay focused and keep their mind on their business. If they with a certain team or they driving a certain car, that's gonna be the responsibility of that driver of that car to not let them get in their head. But some guys, that's all their job is to do is to try to get in the person's head because they're trying to get that person's money out of his pocket. So, and grudge racing, it's gonna go on. I mean, you know, for the ones who can't have it, don't understand it, they need to sit back. For the ones who are part of it, they've been around for a long time and can deal with understand it, they just got to know how to tune and focus and know when it's time for them to cut it off and concentrate on what they got to do, you know. But you got people like St. Vincent, like Cowboy. Cowboy is notorious. Cowboy don't know a whole lot about no car, but that guy is notorious for trying to get in people's head, and I done seen him be very effective with getting in guys' heads and getting them tuned off their business and getting in a car and going to race it because they probably was worried about what the hell Cowboy was saying. So you got people that play roles with certain teams, especially when you're traveling around different places. So it's just a part of the game. You got to understand it and know how to, take care of your business. So.
Well, Cowboy be all in your goddamn dough, man. You can't go on your dough.
Yeah, I done seen Cowboy all because what did that dude close the door one time instead of talking to him, you know?
Yeah, you're a professional at that shit.
Yeah, so. But it's just one of those things, you know. Go ahead.
Oh, you had a hand up. I'm not sure what that is. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tracy.
No, go ahead. I'm fine. Go ahead.
DJ Madhouse, your mic is open.
Hey, how you all doing tonight?
How you doing, DJ?
Not bad, man. It was a long trip, but enjoyed your event down there at the Ribbon, man. It was a very, very good event. You know, track is small, no doubt, but we was large in capacity for people that had a whole bunch of action going on, a whole bunch of different things going on. And I got a chance to talk to quite a few drivers down. I want to touch base on a couple of topics that we were talking about, but real quickly, I want to ask you a question, Tracy.
You want to ask me? Talk up. I can't hear you.
Say that again.
I can't hear you. Talk up. Go ahead.
Somebody got a mic open with some wind going in the background.
Okay, go ahead. I got you.
Now, what I was saying is, I seen a whole bunch of stuff going on. I got a chance to talk to quite a few drivers out there, but and I want to touch base on a couple of topics that we were talking about. But before I do that, I'm going to ask you this question. In the game, do a match racer become a grudge racer later, or is it a grudge racer first, or how does that work?
A match racer. You said match racer, and then you said grudge racer. A match racer is somebody, man, that's paid to come to a show and put on a show like a 2 out of 3 or something like that. They paid to match up to put on a show for the fans. That's a match race. Them guys are already going to get paid before they ever go down the track. They just come in to do a certain amount of passes. You know, that's a match race. Now, a grudge race is a whole different category.
There's a guy that's getting to the track that's trying to hunt his man. By all means necessary, he's going to try to find him some kind of edge, however he think he can do it or take a gamble and hope he get lucky. So, you know, it's kind of two different apples. Class racer is a guy that just predominantly runs class races all the time. He may occasionally come to some grudge races. But most class racers don't come and try to run grudge races. They might come try to run a grudge event and get in an index class or something like that because that's something they're more comfortable to. But when you got one that's coming to the grudge, then he's mixing apples and oranges. The game is very different. You don't see all that at a class race like what you see at a grudge race. You know,
well,
they're two different atmospheres.
Well, that was the reason why I put that question that way, because I wanted you to segue into the difference in between the three different races. Now, with that said, I really thank God I got a chance to meet you and work at AT&T and get out there and meet some of the best guys doing their thing. Kenny Duke, 2K, Birdman, the list goes on. Roy Chang, the list goes on. Just too many people to name right now. And I got a chance to see a lot of stuff. And I can honestly say I've grown a little bit, you know, since I've been doing my thing. But I would say this here, and I'm kind of nervous saying it because I don't want to say nothing that's not in my lane. I don't like jumping out of my lane. And I'm saying that grudge racers are very tricky individuals. You may have people on the team that may speak up for a grudge racer, or you may have that grudge racer that may just be vocal enough to say whatever you got to say. Bushnell is one, the grudge. He's good for saying whatever the hell is on his mind. And he'll back up what he said. But it's very, very tricky because sometimes you can get punked out of an argument and punk yourself out of a race. And what I like about grudge races, from what I've learned from them, if it ain't hooking the way they want it to hook, they're going to come up out of it. They're going to come up out of their race some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Because it's very, very tricky. It's language. It's cars. It's about what you got in the car. It's about your opponent. It's how much you can mind fuck your opponent, if I can say that respectfully, not to be rude. You know, the Jedi mind game, you know, if you can actually get in your opponent's head. I mean, grudge racing is very interesting. It's a very interesting sport. And I love it. I love all the camaraderie behind it, like all the arguments. At first, it kind of intimidated me in a way because I didn't understand it. But it's definitely evolving. But with that said, I'm going to make this real short. I think that promoters who put on races and have events, you all need to fine-tune your restructuring. And I know that when you have an event, you expect for the grudge racers to come there and do things the way it's supposed to be done. There's such thing as supposed to be done in grudge racing, because if you really know, there are a certain set of rules, but there really ain't no rules. Stipulations may stipulate, but they may not be constant. You know, the rule can change at a very, just with the language itself, you know. I mean, and I'm trying to be as modest as I can about it. It's just a very tricky game, and one of you guys going to have to step up. I don't know who it's going to be, but everybody has different events. You got all kind of events going on, all kind of grudge races going on.
Hey, when you say step up and do what? I'm trying to follow you. Step up and do what?
The structuring, I mean, the language, the understanding. I mean, you may have a grudge.
DJ, there ain't no certain language in grudge racing. Grudge racing is an underground outlaw. And there ain't no structure to how a guy going to communicate when he's trying to get his money. He's hustling. He's trying to get in the next man's head. He's trying to use some form of trickery. You can't restructure a man's hustle. That's his game. So when I hear you say that, I'm trying to see where you going. How can a promoter restructure? He have no control over no count. The promoter have no control over no camp, and then he got a car, he ride and talking for a camp. These grudge racers are all individual and group up with different people. So how can you structure them? You can't structure them.
Maybe I'm using the wrong language, but I'm going to be as brief as possible. Did you have at any time in your event at Little River a misunderstanding with a race that was stipulated?
Yes, you always, that's always going to be.
That's it.
You,
that's
let me explain
it.
Something to you about the stipulation.
I'm glad you said that.
The stipulation will be, the stipulation is this.
I use words to pull certain things out, and that's what I was trying to say. I just didn't have the right language,
so
but what I was trying to say was this.
Stipulation, you're talking about structure.
That's the wrong word. I'll use a different word. Maybe I'll use a different word. Instead of saying restructure, when you have that one little bump in the road, if you would have made it clear, you wouldn't have had that bump.
Now, let me explain something to you. Let me address what you're talking about. You just said that you would have made something
Tracy, clear. Tracy, hold on just a second. Hold on just a second so we can all hear you. Somebody's got some background noise. If you're not DJ Madhouse right now, or if you're not Tracy, do me a favor and press the one button, not the one button,
yeah,
press the mute button on your phone.
I'm going to mute my mic, but I got something I want to say when you get through, Tracy.
Okay,
just so that we can hear, you know, if you got some background noise, just mute. Now, go ahead, Tracy.
DJ, let me explain something to you. When you said about the misunderstanding on the stipulation, the stipulation, the race was locked in, okay? So, therefore, once the race is locked in, you lock that in with a certain amount of money. That was locked in. The guys got to the track, they came up with a certain amount of money. That was the pot, okay? That was the pot. Now, if you got one guy going over telling another guy that he's not going to do nothing, that's just language. He never went to the DP man where the pot was and asked for his money back. That's a part of trickery. See, that's language to get in another person's head to make them think you're not going to do nothing, but the guy leave his money up where he put it up. He never come back to get his money to put his money down. Now, the guys go to try to race, and there's somebody come and say, hey, we not going to race. And we ask why, and there's going to be some problems, and they don't want to race because this guy said he's not going to race, so we're not going to race. And then you ask that guy who told him that he's not going to race, his money's still up. Man, are you racing? He said, yeah. And you don't race, that money that you locked up, you lose it because you got to race. You listen to what this guy said, but that guy never went to the BP man and took his money down or asked for his money back. When they went to the BP man, that guy said, the race is on. So, buddy, you race. If you don't, if you think it's going to be a problem, you want to pull out the race. When you pull out that race, you just get your money back that was put on for the race, but that lockup money then be forfeited because you didn't race.
Well, I mean,
now
that you explain that part of it, I guess what I'm trying to say is, since you've seen that and you know that that can happen again at another race, what are you prepared to do to change that from reoccurring? I mean, maybe that's what I was trying to say when I said restructure. I don't mean going in and take, you know, things apart. I mean, you know, seeing something that happened, learning from that, and go back to the drawing board and say, well, this is what I'm going to do to keep from making that happen again. So when somebody come up there, already know what the stipulation going to be. If you back out or you don't bring it up or this going to happen, such as so and so, this is the penalties behind that. That's all I was trying to say. I'm sorry if I used the wrong word.
They lose their DP money. They have penalties. They lose their DP money.
They lose their DP. The only way the DP money will go back if the people that lock that money up come to an agreement. If the other person is a third party, two people lock up. One of them is a third party. They're locking up for another individual in this case. Okay, if the person that goes to run his car, don't run his car, the man who locked the money up is going to lose his money because he locked that money up to race. If that other person goes to that guy that's supposed to run his car and tell him he ain't going to race, and get in his head with the fact that he's not going to race, but he don't go to the DP man and try to pull no money down, and the time called for the race to happen, and the guy asked him, are you racing? And he said, yeah. Well, you got to race because the money was up to race. If you don't, you're going to get this guy's money forfeited because you're not racing. You see, it's a language. You got to understand, man, God will say something, but as long as that money stay locked and nobody go ask for that money back, that guy is still on the race. In this particular incident, I was ready to race. I was ready to race. I was told there wasn't going to be no race because this guy said that, hey, he wasn't going to race. But when I asked that guy, man, are we racing? Is your money locked? That man said, we racing. So the other group that don't race, if they don't race, they forfeit that DP money. It's about understanding. Just because that guy come and tell you he ain't going to race, he don't go put his money down, he racing.
Well, thank you for being clear about it, you know. And you know,
I think Jackie wanted to comment, so we're going to go to lunch with Jackie wants to comment about something. What, Jackie?
Man, I just want to say to DJ that, you know, you can't restructure a drug race. A promoter is like a club owner, okay? He opens the doors, he advertises, he makes sure everybody knows that it's going down, okay? Now, when you own the club, the women come there looking for something, the men come there looking for something. At the end of the night, you got guys and girls that's going home together, and you got some that's going home by themselves. It's the same thing at a drug race. Tracy just is trying, Tracy, anybody else, Batman, anybody that does any kind of promoting, they just trying to get the right people at the right spot, and it's up to them folks to do what they're going to do. Some of them are going to stand there and be judgmental and high-side and not do no racing, and some of them are going to get somebody to dance with them and go home with them. And that's just as clear as it can be right there. You know, there's no structure to it because I can't make you spend your money, just like Tracy can't make me spend my money. You know, if I don't feel like I got a good shot at racing somebody, nobody can make me race that man because I'm not going to follow the pure pressure. I'm going to say, hey, I don't feel like I got a shot.
It ain't guaranteed, man. So that's a unique way of looking at it.
Did that answer your question?
All day.
Okay, see, we got another hand. Is that coming?
Jay,
your mic is open. I was looking at your video, DJ Madhouse, and you had mentioned me and a couple of other videographers in your video saying that we don't do it for ourselves. You do it for the racers. Let's keep it professional like you tell the racers. And can you tell me what exactly did you mean by that? Because I have never really did any of this for myself. I did this for the racers as a hobby. So I'm trying to figure out what was you coming off with as saying what you said in your video, like we are doing it for ourselves instead of doing it for the racers. So what were you trying? What were you getting at when you said it in your video that Little River this weekend?
I've seen a lot of videos. And when people shoot their videos, they make it sometimes about them.
Okay, so. Listen to what I'm going to say. Have you ever seen any video with me in it? People still don't even know who the hell I am. And for you to throw my name out there first, like I make a video about myself, when I don't even do interviews pretty much never. I don't never do interviews. But I'm trying to figure out why would you even throw my name on that list as I'm doing something for myself when I'm doing it for the racers. I'm doing it for the fans. I'm doing it for the people that can't make it to the track. So what you get off trying to tell, you know, in your video specifically that I'm doing it for my...
Well,
you ain't never seen the video. A lot of people don't even know who I look like. We don't even know what I look
when
like.
When I made that statement, and I was just throwing names out there, I was just throwing names out there because there are specific people who do videos and, you know, quite naturally, you in the top 10, you know. So, like, if it was rude, that wasn't my point. I wasn't trying to make that point.
Okay. So what are you saying though? Because I'm thinking all the videographers, Nitro Art, he makes the videos for the racers and for the fans. BET, he gets the shit talking and the races for the fans. So the three that you named, they make it for the racers and the fans. You say you make it for You don't make it for yourself. You make it for the fans. You make it for the racers. But then you come out there, I'm going to do it my way like we doing. I'm trying to get at what you were trying to say. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, I made it very clear. But like I said, if it offended you, I apologize. I wasn't trying to offend you. And, you know, that's all I'm trying to say.
Okay. I was just trying to see what you was getting at, and I guess I still you kind of spun it off on a bad way. And yeah, you apologize, but I'm just saying, in other words, and just like your topic, what you just brought up, and you trying to me it seemed like you're trying to change the grudge game or whatever, or trying to tell promoters what they need to do. Sometimes you need to stay in your lane and let these promoters do what they do. Because, it's like you're trying to step on somebody's toes a little bit and trying to tell them how they need to do it. But, grudge is grudge. You can't bring two different entities into the same thing and expect for it to be perfect. Okay, it is a hustle, just like Atomic Dog said. It's a hustle. Everybody's trying to make a dollar. Sometimes it may be, some people make it out loud, but they may try something. It's a hustle. It's a gamble. So you can't. It's not a controlled environment.
I see your point. But if you don't have no pure entertainment, you don't have no hustle. If we could sit up here and argue this all night long, and actually we
can't. Because telling you, it's entertainment. But understand, you knew what you was coming to the track for. Okay, some races don't get off. We know that some races don't get off because. Somebody, they can't get the car down to the track like they want to. So, therefore, they're not going to put up this big amount of money to go against somebody, and they know they're not able to do what they – get their car to do what they know it can do. So we put it out there as advertisers, as what we do with a flyer or whatever when I'm helping someone with an event, and that's all you can do. You can't make the race to get up there and do anything.
That's clear. Very clear. You can't make a race. If he gets there and feels that he can't get down the track, Kenny Duke is one of them. He said that the track wasn't biting for him. It wasn't doing it, what he wanted it to do, but he was going to continue the race. And he did, and he actually won. And, like I said, I could see some of the things that I said that may, come off the wrong way or somebody may take offense to it. It's just, it's just my opinion, man. And if I, was rude to anybody, I apologize. I wasn't trying to step on nobody's toes. I ain't trying to change no game or nothing like that. But since you mentioned the word change the game, if you have no change, you can't expect no future. And I don't want to get back and forth with this here, man, because at the end of the day, if you're doing the same old thing, people ain't going to keep on paying to see the same old stuff. So it's always a constant evolution. My theory ain't always going to be to somebody else's liking, but it worked for me. It may not work for you, but it works well for me. And no disrespect to nobody out there, no promoters, nobody doing whatever they do. God bless you all, And, I wish everybody all the best. But if you don't have people who can come in and ask questions and it may be opinionated to a point where somebody don't like it, it may sound like somebody stepping on somebody's toes or somebody putting somebody down. It's just an opinion, though, bro. That's all it is. And I made a mistake by saying names. I'm responsible for whatever come out of my mouth. I can get so hyped. I get so hyped when I do what I do. Sometimes I can't catch myself, but I try to be as nice as I can. You know what I'm saying? And, again, if I, offended you in any old kind of way, that's not what I do. That's not what I do. I try to make friends instead of enemies. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a whole bunch of people that ain't going to like what I'm talking about. But at the end of the day, if you ain't prepared for change, if you ain't ready for nothing to move to the next level, what's the point of being in it? It's a constant evolution. Grudge is going to be always different. It's always going to be something that's different. You're going to see something different. It's constantly evolving. It's just my opinion.
Any other comment? Anybody else got any comment on that? It's just the opinion. Anybody else got a comment on it?
I'm sorry, Tracy, were you saying something to me?
No.
No, he was asking if anybody had anything to say.
Somebody else had a comment on based on what was being said, how they feel about what's being said. Or, you know, if they want to comment on it, feel free to step in and give you a comment on it. I mean, what Jay expressed his point. DJ Mad have expressed here, but overall, like I say, DJ Mad House is kind of new to the Gruitt scene, and you know, some things he, you know, he got to feel and learn his way, and he just kind of giving his input of what he think or how he see it. But the longer you stay in, and when you speak about change in the Gruitt game, if you notice the Gruitt game have changed, it's constantly going to change, but it's constantly going to have its own individual people and groups all around the country going to change how they do things. It might not be a change of structure to where he might see it to be in like a NHRA event or ADRA event. If it becomes those type of events, it's going to come with the magnitude of the same roughness and bad guy image that it always has. That part is just a part of it. That's like a zebra. A zebra always going to have stripes. The zebra might change, but the stripes still going to be there. So the DJs will have to understand it constantly changed. I've been in this game for 34 years. I done changed, seen it change in a lot of ways. Look at the events now. We did this stuff on the streets. Now we do this stuff at the track. Now we got promoters coming on putting on events. Now you got guys traveling to different states. Now you got guys putting in shootouts. You got guys putting in index races. Before it was none of that. So it's constantly changing, but the hardcore of it is that that's the substance of what we do. That's going to remain the same. Anybody else got a comment, they can share the comment.
On the videographer part of it, what DJ Madhouse needs to understand is that just like everybody has their own promoting style, videographers all have their own styles of doing their job too. You know, I know that if I want to see just about every single car that went down a track, I can go to Jay Schaefer's video. Jay Schaefer, if anybody's got it, Jay Schaefer's got it. Now, if I want to see the smack talk and all the other stuff that goes with it, then I know who to go to look for. So, you know, when you try to say that, when you make the comment, you know, putting yourself apart from the other videographers, I can see how that is offensive, you know, to certain people because everybody has their own style. So, you know, to say that, you know, everybody who's been in this game knows that if they want to see a certain thing, they know whose video to go look at. So I can understand how Jay got offended by that. Steve, your mic is open.
Hello.
You're open.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Steve, your mic is open.
Okay, Tracy.
Go ahead, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I got a question for you, man. Does a man's word mean anything in grudge racing?
You gotta watch that man's word in grudge racing, because a man might be trying to use deception. He might be trying to trick you.
Sure.
I'm gonna tell you in grudge racing what means something.
I know you ain't going crazy.
Let me tell you what means something in grudge racing. When you put your money up in a pot, if you try to get out of it. If you can't, you lose what you put up as a DP. That's the only thing that means something. The rest of it is all hustle, man, and God will try to trick you.
Okay, so a man's word don't mean nothing in grudge racing.
His money do, because you got his money. You ain't got his word.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, all right, that's a bet. I ain't gonna keep it going. I was just listening, because, look, check this out. I was listening a while ago. I got on the show late, but I heard a man say that a certain racer showed good sportsmanship. You know, he was like, that's good sportsmanship. And, you know, that guy sounded like he did some bad stuff. He seen them testing to him and stuff and such, and he seen they was down, and he didn't bother him. He called him. He found they was doing better. He called him on Monday. Well, that sounds like some good sportsmanship, and that sounds like somebody got a pretty good word right there. You know,
I did not mean to call you.
I just hit the show, and I hear somebody talking about, you know, I can't hear you no more.
Somebody's talking
in the background.
Somebody's got a third-party conversation going on. We can hear it. You need to mute your phone. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, so there's nothing fair about the grudge game. It's hustling just like in the streets, correct?
the bad thing about the grudge game is this. If you put your money up and somebody got your money and you say a locked-in rate, that man can walk around anywhere and say anything he wants to. Only he don't go take his money back. His word didn't mean nothing. His money is locked up in another man's hand. Until you and that man go and say, man, we made an agreement that we're not going to run, give each one of our money back, then that's one thing. But when that man never go and try to take his money back, that man is just fucking with you. He's getting in your head. He's getting in somebody's playing game.
But the thing is, though, man, when you're racing, I mean, you know, well, I mean, just period, you know, from what I see. But this is life, period, though. Man, don't nobody speak up on no money, man, you know, and don't mean what they talking about, man. You know, you got some money put up, especially a nice little piece of change, man. You know, you say, well, it's off, I don't want to race, everybody get their money back, you know what I'm saying? Man, you talking about the money, man. That you ain't talking shit, man. You know, you ain't talking smack no more. You talking about a race. The reason why the money was put up was over, and then you know I understand what you're saying. I'm new to this, man, but you know it's crazy, man, because you know it's crazy. You got to have something to stand on. You know, well, I ain't gonna you know.
In other words, the grudge definition means bullying. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what Tracy sounds like you're saying. The definition of grudge is bullying.
Right? Now, the definition of grudge is you got a grudge against somebody. If you put your money up, you hustling. If you put your money up, you hustling to get that money. Once you put that money up, it ain't yours. You got to hustle that man to win it to get it back.
Hustling equal bullying.
Motherfucking video. Watch this.
DJ Madhouse, mute your phone.
Hey,
go ahead.
It's basically, man, it's Bush now, man. It's basically, you know, say like you said, that guy just said it's several people money, man. But homeboy, if you been with somebody. And you give your money to somebody, you got to go with that one person who you gave that money to, man. So if he decided to give that back to y'all got to get that back, man. So it's basically on each party in the BP, man. They all between them three, that's where it's all gonna be, where it's gonna be, man. So I mean, but the main thing is in grudge racing too, man. When y'all start locking that money, man, make sure just always understood, man. It's always about the understood part, man. It ain't that difficult, man, because you can't give me your money, and when you give me your money with my money, that you want to change something different. When you put your money with my money, this is what it is, man. It ain't what you saying, because you put yours with mine, man. So that's what it's gonna be. So whatever I'm gonna do with it, or how it's gonna I'm gonna go down, that's what that is, man. So you got to go along with me on that. That makes sense, Tracy?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, man. He seemed like Steve looking like Justin. In this case, I know how it happened. If he mentioned the man's word. If Tika go behind the back and say, man, I'm not going to run, let's just call it off. Let's don't run. He's telling this party that. But
right.
Tika never take him and that party up to the DP man who got that money and say, man, we decide we're not going to run, let's get it back. When they get to the DP man and they say, is it going to be a race? He said, no, man, we're racing. I ain't taking my money. My money's up. That money's locked in. That's a race.
That's a race, man. Yeah.
So if they don't race, the man that said he's going to race and the other party don't race, whatever the VP was, it's forfeited.
That's what it is.
All right, let me ask you this. Now, the Tinker came and called a race, which is the car owner, and said he didn't want to do nothing. Do that mean that he forfeit the money?
No, because he never went to ask for his money back.
That's what I'm saying. So he called a race, and then he want to throw a rock and hide.
That's right. He's using trickery.
Yes, he threw a rock and hide. Now, I'm going to put it out there since it's like that.
Yeah,
he threw a rock and hide, and then he want to say he didn't do that.
Yeah, he's using bullshit.
Then he want to blame it on me. No, man, I'm trying to save you from in front of your partners. Now, Tracy, I'm telling you straight out. They're sleeping. I'm telling you straight up. He came to us and want to call the race and hide. Yeah, he want to call the race. And then they're going to say, who said it? Tracy, you were standing right there. I said, well, you need to talk to your man because we done talked about it. You see what I'm saying? And then he going to tell me, I said, well, we're going to call them everybody to get their money back, dog. You know, well, what about the $200?
Yeah.
Then he going to holler, I get the $200. How in the hell you getting the $200 and you calling it? That shit don't work.
But
I'm trying to pack it back.
But,
say,
Everybody's standing now, man. I wasn't trying to stick that man in the mud. I was letting him talk to his partner. Them your partner. You talk to them. We already got an agreement. We done talked about this. Then
yeah,
he's going to blame it on me.
Hey, Sleepy. But we right there talking to the man who got the money. The man who's holding the money. When I asked Tinker, did you call the race off? Is it a race? Tinker said, no, I didn't call it. His money's still up. The DP man who got the money still got the money. So that race is still supposed to go down.
Tracy, it didn't happen like that. He told you that, but that was not the truth, man.
I know, but man, I hear what you're saying. He told y'all back there one thing, but when he got up there in front of me and the man that's holding the money, he said a different story.
It was already a done deal, Tracy. It was already a done deal. They done went to the DP, man. Things been squashed. And then me and him sitting over there talking about the lock money, and he talking about he get it. Then he's going to tell me now. This is I'm putting it out there on the goddamn WW. He told me, well, I got to pay Tracy. I said, well, hey, man, I ain't got nothing to do with that, man. You know, I ain't asking for the lock money, Tank. You know, just $100 back from each people. You can't get the $200 back and you calling the race, man.
No.
I'm tired of being put down here like this here, and I'm just putting it up just like it was. He stuck me out in the mud, so I'm going to tell y'all, as y'all his partners, that's what he came to us for. And we had people standing around looking at that man, calling him off to the side to call the race off.
Okay, let me get you to see, Sleepy, what he said to y'all back there, and what he said to the man who had the money, who was holding the money. What he said to y'all, he said to y'all one thing. When he come up there and they come to me and I ask Tinker in front of y'all, say, Tinker, did you call the race off? He said, no, I'm racing. My money is up. He didn't have his money back, but his money is still up. Tinker, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Come on, Sleepy.
Tinker,
why
did
you call
the race off, Tinker?
It was already a done deal when we came over
talk,
to the y'all.
God damn, you didn't miss my ass talk, man. Sleepy, why did you come over there and say that if we raise, it's going to be some shit? Why did you say that?
Why did you tell me that? You're the one saying to me with that shit.
Oh, have mercy.
Talking about, man, there's going to be some problems. You told that man that there's going to be some problems. I said, you know what?
Lord,
it just might
mercy.
Be. Let me go talk to my brother.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Sleepy. Check this out. To sell all that, since your brother was scared, won't me and you do something? Why we
ain't
can't
no
do
goddamn scared, man.
Man, you know
ain't none of that. We trying to get this $200 together. Which it don't make nothing.
Y'all.
Like I told you, nigga, we spent $500 on a race and we lose all the time. Fuck that.
Can we do something? Since your brother was scared.
What did I tell you we doing this weekend? What did I tell you? Get that
know.
Shit together, punk, and bring it up there to the track. That's where we going. Bring that motherfucker up there and I'll crown your ass. If I don't
okay,
do it, I'll send
what?
My car to do it.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Quit bumping your motherfucking gums, nigga, because you know you can't fuck with me. You know it. Quit act like you somebody because you ain't.
Hey, you never raced. Big Sleep, the only place that you ever raced in your
I done
entire
told you,
life.
Guess what? Guess what, nigga? You ain't never had now, so
right,
I want to hold your punk ass.
You
well,
can't
I
work,
baby.
Radio, come on, man.
Since you want to get loud, I done told you I don't get outside my character with nobody, but I'm going to crown your ass. Your ass is on lock, boy.
Say, that's one of them class races getting the feelings, y'all, just like his brother did.
Exactly. And I can run my car on slow and beat you any day. Now.
So is it lock for Sandy or what?
Y'all get understood, man.
Is it
man, that nigga's out of there.
Hey,
Tracy,
hey,
let me ask you something else.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you something, Tracy.
Go
then
go ahead.
The driver come ask you he didn't want to race.
No, you came down and I asked you, where's Larry? You said he's
question.
Not coming down here.
Yes or no?
You, wait a minute. You asked me a question and answer. You said, no, man, he's not coming down here. You know he upset. I'm just telling you, man, it ain't going to be no race. So I knew what had happened, and I'm not going to say it on here. I knew what had happened when they were standing there in each other's face. So in a case like that, I understand that I know that your brother was pretty hot, and then I know later on that Tinker was in a certain situation. You know what I mean?
So I figure it ain't going to be good to get those two there. That's your brother. You came down there to call the race off for your brother because you know your brother better than anybody, and you said, man, it's going to be some shit. And I said, man, we not down here for that. It don't need to be that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it don't need to be that.
Yeah, so, in that case, I use the better judgment of respecting the fact that you down here communicating with your brother because you know your brother was real hot and upset, and it wouldn't be a good idea.
The reason why, man, because he came to me, man. When it came to me, I was like, okay, man, it's an understanding. That's what I thought. It was an understanding trick. And they said, it's going to be some shit. I said, okay, well, it might be, man. You know what? We'll talk about it. That's what I did from being a bigger man, Tracy. Me, and you know just as well as I told you before, me and my brother, it don't give a damn. We will race, man. We lose
okay.
more than we race, win, man. We
y'all
race.
Y'all ain't never won nothing. How the hell you lose more than you win?
How the fuck can you say something like that, thinking when we did?
Big D, the only person you ever
won.
Man.
Let's just say, Tinker, can I talk all that time?
Who, Tracy, who in the hell won the index race?
Oh, fast race. Oh, my bad.
Okay, but that's a win. I don't give a fuck how you go about it. It's a win, man.
So,
right. And it's racing. Okay?
People don't even
that's
know how to
besides
do
the point. That's besides the point. Tinker, now you ask me how many times I won. How many times you won? How many times you race?
I guarantee if I was going out with your brother last night, I bet you that.
Man, you
I bet you
got 50 tickets in your shoebox with none on the other side.
I got some of that race.
We're going to do some Saturday.
We're going to come to that race, man.
I'm trying to do something with him, Bushman. Bushman, we're going to
do it.
What
y'all
going to do? I'm trying to see what he want to do.
Man, Tinker is about like old Pearl. Every time you touch on that race, ball, he tuck his neck. That's the way Tinker is. Every time you touch him on his shell, he tuck his neck.
I'm going to come spectate to see that race, man. Where y'all going to do that at?
Man, Tinker ain't going to do nothing.
I'm trying to see that, Bushman.
No, I ain't going to put him out there like that. I ain't going to put him out there like that. He out of there.
Y'all don't do it, though. Y'all need to go out doing so it can be done, man.
Man, listen,
that's
man.
That's what I'm saying.
We going
Saturday?
To a race. This
hey.
He's going this
hey.
Weekend. I ain't going to make it. If I needed to send my car, the Sleepy don't mind who ever get in it, because it's like, that's something like a cockpit. I don't care
hey,
who get in it.
Let me just say this right quick. Sleepy, hold on. Let me just say this right quick. I already talked to Kurt, the owner of Little River. He told me we can do it this Saturday. He's supposed to call y'all and try to get you to race.
I'm driving back down there, man, to come see that.
In the hell you going to have Kurt to call us? Man, that's our goddamn house, man. That's just like
okay.
a vacation
well,
home, boy.
I can get Kurt on the phone now. He said he's supposed to call y'all and try to get
so
you to
who
race.
So who that make you be?
Well, I want to run you. I want to lock something in and run you.
I told you about that lock, man. You need to lock your motherfucking lips with that shit, nigga. You need to take your last lock.
I'm confused.
Give it to Kurt.
I'm mad. Boy, what's wrong with that, Tinker?
I'm going to get Kurt on the phone right now and see if he'll hold his money.
Tracy, can you make it to track this weekend?
No, I got a reunion
this weekend.
I ain't going to be
able to make it. What the fuck? What is Tinker going to do then, Tracy?
You'll find out.
I got a college reunion going on this weekend. I ain't gonna be able to make it.
What's Tinker gonna do,
Tracy?
Tina, that's just that talk. That's just that talk right there. It don't mean nothing you're talking about. And Tracy, you talking about class races. I had a show. I heard a show of yours, Tracy, a couple months ago. I was listening to your show. You say most races come from most girls races was class races at one time anyway.
That's right, but check this out. What I'm telling you, no, most, what I'm saying, it was grudge races. Most guys started racing on the street. They was grudge. Then they started going to the track and started crash racing, and then some got away from crash racing because they like teamed up and they like grudge and they continued grudge. Most races
were
grudge.
Was you ever class racing? What did you get in that?
Hey, was it the deal with class racing? Yes, let me explain it to you. I was a class racer. I was in class races too. The deal is, can those class races convert to drug races? Drug races. Some class races cannot handle the pressure that's going on with drugs. Somebody got a lot of noise, man.
Somebody got a lot of noise.
People can be class races, and some can convert over and grow up and handle the back talk and everything else. Some class races can't do it.
Nope.
Okay.
You
know,
okay.
Some
okay.
Grass
okay.
They can't handle the pressure. They can't handle the
okay.
Black talk. They can't handle men some getting in their head. They can't, you know, because then they want to get violent. They can't handle
okay.
it. You know, some of them just can't
exactly.
handle it.
They can't.
Yeah.
Some good races
right.
can't handle these races.
Yeah.
Some
well,
of them.
What grudge racing, goddamn, you can be going crazy and tripping out the wig and that and all that. So you can't just shoot it back to a class racing because that's shooting a bow and arrow at one person, especially exactly right after what just happened. You know, that's not fair, but I forgot this grudge racing. It's dirty. Ain't no man got no word. It ain't nobody got no sportsmanship. It's just none of that. It's just dirty ball, you know.
Hey, but look at here, Tracy. Here's one thing about it. Big Sleepy can do. I could do it all from the socks to the drawers. Now, tell Tinker, come on up here Saturday, and he can get it done for me.
Oh, he
going down there.
He can't go nowhere.
That's what I'm talking about.
I heard on three-way, them folks asked them to race the other day on the phone, and they said they didn't want to race. So, wait, no, you
man,
can come on the track like you want to race.
Keep
on running, man. What I forgot is dirty. This drugs racing is dirty. It ain't right. It's lying. Ain't nobody got no word. Goddamn it, ain't no class. It ain't none of that shit. So, hell, I guess it's all games. And
it's all
shit
games. Tracy's not going to be there. Tracy ain't going to be there. So, Tingle, ain't no sense we talking about this. Really and truly. Ain't no sense we talking about this. But you ain't going to drive. And you ain't going to trust nobody else in your car. Come on, so we need to stop that.
Hey, Big Sleepy.
Man, who's y'all going down? I know Tiki. Who is that Big Tiki? Who going down each other, man? Man, I don't know. I know one thing. He wants to deal with my brother, and he ain't going to make that. And he he's not finna fuck with Sleepy. If he don't know, he will know. Now you know what I know.
Hey, y'all got everybody confused, man. Y'all didn't need to do that race just for the grudge world, man. God damn.
Hey, Pushnail.
Yeah.
You know what? I like to do it down in Houston because I know down in Houston they have a whole lot of folks over there. We can put it on YouTube.
Y'all got me confused over here.
Hey, Pushnail, I'm telling you, man. We can do it down in Houston because I know he ain't going to do nothing this weekend, man. I'm done with that, man. I'm done with you. I love you, boy. Batman, I know you still on here, too. Your ass ain't safe. When I get this tie hung up in your case, I'm going to drag your ass and choke shit out of you.
Hey, Sleeping.
Now, Sleeping. Don't be hiding behind that case because you get hung up in that tie. I just told you, I'm going to drag you, man.
He's somewhere in that cave. I see him looking out. I see them big old eyeballs looking out that cave right now.
He in them goddamn.
Somebody got his soul tonight.
Hey,
go ahead,
man.
Huh?
I bet I find out you've been out there in Houston.
Well, hell, I'm going to make damn sure you know now that you still can hear me, boy.
I bet not find out you in Houston. Let me find out
you
in Houston.
You need me to break your extra generator?
Yeah, let me find out if you in Houston. Watch what I do.
Hey,
Bushnell, when I come to Houston, Bushnell?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me find out if you in Houston. Chip, I don't come.
They ain't gonna do that, man. I need to come through Dallas before I get to Houston, don't I?
They been drawing down on each other the whole show, man. They need to go and do that.
Man,
you draw down on your man, you get off of him, you know, but they draw down all the way.
Bushnell, when I get through spinning on that cape, I'm going to choke the shit out of Best Batman.
I know one thing right now. You jumped the box. I know that. You jumped the box down there. That's one thing I do know.
Hey, I ain't playing, man. I'm done with it. They asked for it. Here it is. I done come out of class racing. And that's the only way we like to race, because it's racing.
I'm not. I don't want to sit around all night. We do all of it, man. We do all of it.
Welcome to the club, man.
Just like Tinker say, we don't race. I'm so glad he know that. Tell the world, thank you, baby. I love you for that. I'm fresh to the game.
All right, man. We're going to get out of that one, man. We're going to do closing comments, Sharon. We're going to get out of here for tonight, Sharon. Let's all go to closing comments.
Jay Shaffer,
hey, this is Big Creepy. Who was that?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Big Sleepy.
It's Big Sleepy. Thank you, Sharon, for all y'all good comments and everything. Everybody be safe. Batman, you ain't safe. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Jay Shaffer, final comment.
Y'all keep racing. I keep videoing. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Alley Cat, final comment. Bushnell, final comment.
Race is fast. Spectators, see y'all back at them tracks.
Jackie, final comment.
Everybody stay safe. We'll see y'all next weekend.
Batman, final comment.
Sneezy, you know, you're so sweet to me, boy. You about to give me diabetes, boy. Can't wait to get you, boy.
Tracy, it's on you.
Hey, good show, man. Hey, that's what it's about, man. Just people just need to understand. Grudge racing is what it is. It's always going to be what it is. It's a hustle. Guys going to always try to use trickery or always try to get in guys' head. Hey, but, you know, we just want to try to keep this thing in perspective. You know, like they said, the grudge racer is going to find a way to race and some are going to find a way to get out of races. That's all a part of the game. That's never going to change. Just like videos. You got videos come from different perspectives. People have different ways the way they do their thing. That's just a part of it. All of it's a part of what we do, man. Guys have a different style. We just got to learn respect it, continue to grow with it, keep trying to make action these tracks, keep trying to be safe, and just keep trying to support each other, man. Until next then, man, we want to thank y'all for another Real Jinx sponsored Atomic Dog Show, and we'll see y'all next Tuesday. Good night, everybody.